We face the difficulties of today and tomorrow. I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created.
My ball, that'd be different.
Wow, we're off to a good start.
That's a terrible song. That's like a Black Christmas song.
It's like a black gay house music version of the I Have a Dream song.
But it's not even good, is it? It's not good.
You didn't get to the drop.
You didn't get to the good part.
Let's all just be quiet for 8 minutes.
The good part is when it's over.
Hey.
All right?
Hey.
I have a dream.
So funny, I brought spicy snacks for the guys in the studio in honor of.
I thought that was their stripper name.
Spicy snacks? It's Stacey's S&M safe word. She's like, pull it out, spicy snacks.
Ow.
Too deep. I can taste the metal.
I could feel the Tabasco sauce.
There you go. But I in Park Slope, I tried to buy pork rinds at 3 different delis, and I was late here because I couldn't find.
You can't find them there. It's a yuppie area.
It's a yuppie area. So I wasn't about.
Oh, you can't find it at a black bodega.
What's that?
Suntan lotion. I literally tried one time. We were playing softball at the Queensbridge. You know where Queensbridge
is? Oh, sure do. Absolutely.
Right at the 59th Street Bridge. Yeah. Ray Romano had a softball team, and it was going to be one of those hot days. I'm like, I better butter up.
Oh, yeah, you better.
And I went to, they looked at me like, huh?
Right.
I go, you got a 30 SPF?
Like, SPU?
We are born with that motherfucker.
SPU? Yeah. Anyway, so we have Stacey.
30. You should be using 75.
We have Stacey Pressman.
We didn't have it back then.
Pressman.
Yeah. Are you Jewish?
Yes.
Nice.
Pressman or Pressman?
Pressman with a U. It's German.
I thought you're a Jew.
I am, but something's weird.
You're a German Jew, so you want to kill yourself?
Yeah, basically, all the time.
Pressman or Pressman?
Pressman with a U.
Oh.
But you pronounce it Pressman.
No, I pronounce it Pressman. Everyone else pronounces
it. Keep saying Pressman.
I said Pressman with the U.
Oh.
Like us.
You got a little S thing, a little speech thing.
Yeah, I do.
So that's the S thing. Did you have a cleft?
Turning me on.
You're born. Do you have a cleft palate?
No, okay. I just had a bad parenting.
Oh, no kidding. You said your mother's doing great. She lives with her mom. She's 84.
Yeah.
You live with your mom?
I moved in with her in April, yeah.
Because she was ill?
No,
illin?
Because I was poor.
Oh my God, you're so broke. You moved in with your mom's?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's sad.
Where? In Manhattan?
No, in Gravesend, Brooklyn.
Where's that?
Way out there.
Near
Avenue X.
Red Hook?
No.
No, that's too cool. Like South Brooklyn, like between Bensonhurst and Brighton Beach and Sheepshead Bay. It's like right in between.
Oh my God. So she lived there forever?
Ever. Yep. I was like pretty much born there.
You're born there?
I moved there. Yeah.
Wow. Holy shit.
Financially, what happened to you? Did you lose money? Like, did you get divorced or something?
I got divorced like 6 years, but no, my cat got sick.
Okay.
He lost his legs.
And you didn't have cat insurance?
No.
That would have been
pussy insurance.
That would have been perfect.
It cost me $12,000.
Everybody said we should put that to the MLK beatbox. Perfect.
And on your cat?
Yeah, Snuggles Johan. They know about this. You could pull a picture up. It was very sad.
What was wrong with him?
His first.
Even my son the other day goes. He goes, Dad, cats are like girls and boys, and like, boys and dogs are like boys, right? Did I just say that? Anyway, I'm like, the kid's six. He already knows the fucking, like, cats are all women, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
I know guys with cats, like Gina Biscotti.
No, I'm saying, no. Yeah, come on. I'm saying, it doesn't matter if it's a male or female cat.
Right.
It's still
they're feminine. They have female. A thing going on. Like,
yeah, they're fucking gay.
Well, his leg broke.
Okay. How did he break his leg?
Out of nowhere.
Jet skiing?
Like, it looked like it was like a. Oh, there he is. There's Snuggles Johan.
Why is there a picture of your cat on the internet?
Garrett, he put it with, that's with his leg amputated. And,
three-legged cat?
Well, he was three-legged.
Gonna win a lot of races.
That cost me like $5,000, right?
Wait a minute, it's $5,000 to cut a cat's leg off?
My baby.
You get a new cat for $100.
I would have done it for $75. I would cut that cat's leg.
Oh, my. Yeah. So then the second leg broke.
Did that give you pause for reflection?
That's gold. It's called MLK Gold.
Yeah.
Why are you putting... That's me.
Is this your social media? I can't really see the
Why
thing.
Are you... that's the subtle art of not giving a fuck. Yeah.
So you wrote that book?
No, that's the Cliff Note version of that book.
Oh.
So your cat got like an infection or he broke his leg? Or how did... I mean, but I'm
saying... Then he got a biopsy, but they thought that it was just a broken leg by accident. And then the second leg broke about 3 months later, and that cost me even more money because they said, we're going to try to fix it. We're going to put a pins in it and all this stuff. And
yeah, that's how they make their money.
Yeah, and then now
pins in it.
$12,000, and I'm back with my mother. So they,
oh, my God. And then where's the cat?
Dead.
Oh, my God, it died anyway?
So you, like, ruined your finances, had to
this
move
dumb
with your 84-year-old mother for a cat that, for a two-legged cat that just died? I'm sorry, I'm not laughing.
He died because the second leg was didn't work, and he was sick, and it got infected. It was like, the worst 5 months of my life.
Wow. So is your mom happy that you're with her or no?
Yeah, she's happy. My dad died the year before, so.
You've had a rough couple of years.
It's been a rough couple of years.
Would you miss more, your dad or your kitten?
My cat. I think my mother missed my cat more too.
Did your dad an asshole?
He was a good guy, like, but he was like rough, like really rough.
He was born in the fucking 1930s, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so that's how they are. They're not all vegans and fucking.
He was
hugging
a butcher. He worked in the meat market.
Yeah, good for him. He could have done something with your cat, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All those legs still, yeah. I'll get them two for one chop.
Lots of Chinese in Sheepshead Bay. You make a little money with that cat leg. Oh, delicious.
We love kitty cats.
He was grass-fed, too, and free-range.
Dad was breastfed?
Grass-fed and free-range. No, he was, my dad was a good guy, but he was very rough.
What do you mean you say rough? How did that manifest?
He was mean to me. Like, he would, like...
He's mean. My dad was mean, too. He was mean to Neil. You didn't see three mics?
He hit me, yeah.
Like in the, where, in the face? Or did he
punch me and...
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. He used to hit me.
He didn't.
I'm not kidding.
Ever spank your bottom?
Yeah, he did.
Come on, we're trying to have a serious show.
All right, sorry.
He hit my, he once pushed me and my finger almost broke and I cried.
What did you do?
I don't know. I just open my mouth and say fuck you all the time to him.
I was gonna tweet yesterday, you know, because But there were a couple of big football games yesterday, and I was going to, because when your team lose, I didn't have a team.
What's your team?
I didn't have a team yesterday, but I'm still rooting for certain teams. So I was going to tweet, you know, my wife said, it's only a game. I'm like, then why did I punch you in the face?
You're like my
would
dad.
That have gone well?
You have
but just the game.
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
No, I'm an only child.
Oh, that's probably why you got hit.
You're an only child and your dad hit you?
Yeah, he said a good aim.
He didn't care. He didn't
That's fucked up. Why did he just hit you?
I wasn't a punching bag, but if I got I got in trouble, it was like violent in the house. Yeah.
Was he drunk?
Sometimes.
Oh my God.
Not all the time.
Well, he's Jewish, so Jews don't traditionally.
No, my dad was like a rough Jew. He was like a rough.
He's an old school like
street Jew. Street Jew.
Yeah, when they were Jews,
the Rich Voss.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now the tattoos and
the head.
You have a lisp.
Here we go. You're gonna inherit my lisp.
He wasn't like Rich Voss. No.
Rich Voss thinks like that. He was like Dice, the Dice Man. Dice Man cometh.
No, he was just like he was. More,
he's from out there too, right? The Dice.
Yeah, he's right by where I'm from. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's always like, I'm from Brooklyn. I'm like, you've lived in L.A. for like 100 years. Like, you're not from, at a certain point.
Well, once you're from Brooklyn, you're always from Brooklyn. That's what, no, because it's cool. No one ever says, I'm from Queens, yo.
When I lived in L.A., I was at a deli, and I was wearing a sweatshirt that said Coney Island on it. And this little old man, I mean, like, World War II old, because that's me, he goes, using me, we got a problem. And I'm like, I'm sorry? And he goes, I'm from the Bronx, from Van Cortlandt. And you, look at you, from Brooklyn, we got a problem. I'm like, when'd you move to LA? He goes, 1952. I'm like, let it go. Like
1952?
He was just, you know, because like people in LA, they hold on to their New York identity because it's like, it's all they have. You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
what's
McCall? I know guys that wouldn't root for the LA Dodgers because they were like, no, they're the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Exactly, right. That kind of portion.
My dad was like that. They didn't like the LA Dodgers. Once they went to LA, that was the end. A lot of people in Brooklyn were like
that.
Dad,
the LA Dodgers are on. He's like, boom! You're like, ah!
Your dad was rough? How come you only had one kid?
What?
How come you only had one kid? Did they couldn't have more?
My mother had me old. Like, she had me like 36 or 38 or something
Back in those days,
that was like an old lady.
When your dad's a butcher and he punches you, there's always like a steak to put on your face. So that's
true.
A,
that did help a lot.
That's kind of a silver lining if you think about it. There's always fresh meat.
Fresh meat.
We had steak every night.
I bet.
Did?
We did, yeah.
You eat meat still?
No, I'm a vegetarian. I'm a pescatarian. I eat fish.
Right.
Oh. That's what they call it, pescatarian?
Yeah, it's like a religion, right?
So does Ellen DeGeneres.
Am I right?
Oh, too soon?
Too soon. I don't even like fish that much, but I have to eat it.
So you live with your mom. You're broke. What do you do now? You were married, but you got divorced.
Yeah, my life is a mess. I might just kill myself at this point.
Any children?
Husband hit you?
What? No, I hit him. I don't have children.
Okay.
I'm childless.
All right.
That's a good thing.
Has that ship sailed? I mean, I can't tell how old you are.
I'm in my very late 20s.
Okay, well, I'll throw a baby in
you. If you're 40s?
Yes, exactly. No, I think the ship has sailed. I don't think I can have any more babies.
All right. No matter how hard you try?
I haven't tried, actually. I've never tried. My husband and I only use condoms.
Are you serious?
For 10 years, yeah.
No
way. I swear on my life, only use condoms.
Why did you use condoms? Because I had a girlfriend that we had to use condoms because birth control made her crazy.
Well, I didn't want to take pills. Like, I'm against birth control pills.
Right.
So we just use condoms. We never once had sex without a condom.
Wow.
What?
I swear, yes. I swear, isn't that crazy?
That's officially crazy to me.
That is a true story. I know it's very private.
But now even on your wedding night, you used
even
condom.
On my wedding night, he put a fucking Trojan Maxim on his small cock. Yes, he did.
Oh wow!
Oh my god, this is the worst.
By the way, they make Magnum XLs. By the way, have you ever seen a Magnum XL?
Why would you not? Why would he just not? Why would he not just pull out or get an abortion? Where were you guys?
That's what I said. He just
you guys born in the when did you get married in 1968?
No, we got married.
Roe v. Wade.
You guys have twin beds, like in one room, like
yeah,
two
like
little
Mary
beds.
Mary Tyler Moore.
I
and
wish we did. We would have stayed
Van
together.
Van Dyke.
Right. We would have got
leave Ellen out of this.
We got married in 2009.
Wow. Of course, it's not going to last. If I was fucking my wife with a condom, I would have left years ago.
Oh yeah, okay. Well,
he didn't want to not use a condom.
Why?
He was terrified of not getting me
pregnant. Is he Jewish?
No,
he's what was he?
Iranian and Norwegian.
Iranian.
Oh my god! What
his
do you mean?
Meet like under the sea?
Yeah, he was nuts. No, he wasn't a bad guy.
So where is he now?
A good guy, though.
He's in L.A.
So you guys aren't... Well, there are lots of Persians in L.A.
Well, no, he's
in show business?
Yeah.
What's he, an actor?
No, he's one of you guys.
Comedian?
Yeah.
Oh. I must know he is if he's Norwegian and Iranian. How many of those are there?
Yeah. Two.
There's only one.
He's Sven Medahum.
Tim Homayoun. Do you know Tim Homayoun?
Tim Homayoun.
He was around, now no one knows him, but yeah.
Tim Homayoun?
Yeah.
Sounds like more like a homo.
He was afraid to get you pregnant.
Yeah.
Why? He like didn't just, he waited, he
didn't. I don't know. He just didn't have sex.
Did you want to have children?
I never thought about it. And then I realized, oh my God, maybe I do. Like, and it was probably almost too late because I would have a kid with Down syndrome. So yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, it's kind
I was
of
wondering if
right
I had
here.
A kid with Down syndrome or autism. I don't know which one I'd want more. Probably Down syndrome.
I don't think you want Down syndrome.
Oh, Down syndrome. Well, Down syndrome, they can detect before birth.
Yeah.
It's autistic, they can't.
Right. You don't, they just come out 3 years later. They're like, ugh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have my wife and I have
autistic.
Yeah. My wife and I have a friend that has a Down syndrome child, and they kept it. And I said that to him. I was like, I literally went in, it was at a cookout like years ago. And I was like, oh, look at you kept it.
I mean, they seem
Yoshi said, didn't Yoshi say it on her show? The reason you never see Asian retards?
Why?
Because they bury them.
They kill them before they...
Yeah.
They
well, you can do the amnio, and they can detect now the gene.
No, but that, I think that's like a fortune cookie thing. They did for years, they've been just burying them.
What do you mean when they're
born? Now they can detect if you're gonna. I mean, they just pretty. I think it's pretty accurate. But autism, they can't because they would fucking. They would get rid of them too, probably.
Chinese people generally look retarded to me anyway, so it'd be hard for me to.
No, they all look like mongoloids anyway. So
I feel like bury them all. I don't know. I'm going to lunch. Bury them all.
They look like orangutans.
They look like orangutans.
No, they don't. Why is that funny? They don't look like orangutans.
Stop monkeying around.
Oh, that's why you got so giddy because you're going
to like the word.
Say stop monkeying around.
You're bananas.
Oh, but anyway, I'm trying to keep it light here for MLK.
We got very dark today.
We talked about your father hitting you. We talked about how Chinese people look like orangutans.
I never fucked you. So no, has anyone ever fucked you without a condom?
Yes.
Would he say how great your pussy was? Because he's lying. Because you can't tell. If
right, he couldn't. I don't know. That's where we got divorced. Like I didn't realize how weird it was.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Is that crazy, Kevin?
It's crazy. First time I fucked my wife, I didn't have a condom.
Yeah, but, right, and she got AIDS now. So there you go.
No, but I'm saying, like she just met me, and she was like, "Nah, you seem cool." Yeah. Dean Del Rey bit, very funny bit. Oh. Anyway, but that's basically how it was. And
oh, right, yeah, I know.
This is like it wasn't. She lived in the Bronx. She didn't know me, but she's like, she saw me do stand up. She's like, we don't need a condom.
If anything, she'll give you AIDS.
I would never marry a girl that wouldn't. How could you even get attached to someone if you're wearing a
condom? I agree. You're
it's
talking
like
to
fucking
me.
Your hand. I'd marry my hand before I'd fuck a woman that I never felt her inside. So you know what I'm saying?
That's when you're married. That's like a bonding thing.
Yeah, boy.
Did you blow him with a condom on?
He didn't like blowjobs.
He didn't like blowjobs.
Oh my God, the guy. Can we Google this motherfucker? Where do you women find these freaks?
I'm sorry.
Like, yeah, I want to marry you. You don't want to fuck me and fuck my insides.
Oh, in 2002, I met him.
Fuck a plastic, but you want to fuck a balloon.
Yeah, he liked it.
He liked it.
No, you know what it was? I think back in like when he was like in high school, they had those AIDS things like all the time, like AIDS safe sex. Remember that? Do you remember that when you were growing up? Like,
we had
AIDS. That's
Mike Buscetti. Asshole. Garrett, you're dead. Fucking asshole.
Mike Buscetti wouldn't wear a condom.
You can find a good picture of my ex-husband, please.
What is his name again?
Tim. Oh, we shouldn't even talk about this.
Let's troll him.
Tim Homeyoun.
Homeyoun.
That's not him. That's me at Montreal years ago.
Tim.
Just find him.
He spells last name.
Homayoun. This is.
I've never seen his name.
PRing my ex-husband's cock now. What are we doing?
PRing.
That's just amazing. I've never heard such a story.
Well, this is
they gotta have this show because I'd never thought this is even possible.
Oh, there he is. There he is.
Yeah. Kevin, is he cute?
He's reasonably handsome.
He's handsome. Look, he was handsome.
A good picture, but he's closet something.
Well, he's married now to another woman. You could find that picture.
What's her name?
How you spell his name?
Asian. Esther Koo.
No.
Well, how you spell his name?
Homayoun. You probably
Homayoun.
I think any variation of that you'll find.
N as a name.
Homayoun.
Yeah, Tim.
Because I'm gonna follow this guy.
Oh my god.
See? Did he have a big dick or not really?
Not really.
Okay.
Your
dick don't get big with a condom on. I do a joke about it because women are like, oh, your dick's not always the same size.
Right, I know.
You wear a condom, your dick is not having as good
That's him now. I don't know.
Your dick is not having as good a time. Like, if you're really fucking into it, your dick gets more aroused.
Right.
Right.
So if you wear a condom, your dick's not going to get that hard unless you're fucking, you know, it's just impossible.
Just the function of putting a condom on your dick makes it a little smaller.
Right.
For me, it's better with women because of my
You like condoms?
No.
Who likes condoms? Even gay guys would rather get AIDS than use condoms.
They take that PrEP now. They have PrEP.
Yeah, they have PrEP.
They would rather get the fucking HIV.
Yeah.
I call it the Hy-Vee.
Uh-huh. I call it the ninja because it sneaks up on you.
Yeah.
You don't get it if you pull out, right?
No, you don't get it if you pull out. That's a good point. Yeah, keep going with that.
I pulled out out the other night with my wife.
Yeah.
She goes, what the fuck was that? I go, Throwback Thursday. That's what I used to do.
Ask him and his new wife.
No For problem. Real?
Yeah.
Let me take a look.
She's an Eskimo. He married an Eskimo? Where the fuck do you women find these fucking people? That's his new wife?
Yeah, he got married.
What the
Valentine's Day last.
Found her online?
I think so. He bought her or something like that.
By the way, you married Asian.
She looks like Esther Koo's mom.
He found her on Rhine. Thank you very much. On Rhine? Anybody? Hello? Alright, thank you, Steve.
He's still a comedian?
I think so. He does cruise ships now.
Ugh. Oh, wow.
cruise ships to Alaska.
Oh, this is horrible.
How do you know about all this stuff? Just from Facebook?
No, it pops up. We were friends for a while, and I knew he got married because he's still friends with my friends and my family and stuff.
He's friends with your family?
I mean, they don't talk, but he follows them on Facebook and stuff, which is really weird anyway.
Wow.
We didn't have a bad...
Huh?
We didn't have a terrible divorce, but I did ask for the divorce in an email, which I totally forgot I did.
What do you mean? You emailed him and you were like, subject line, this isn't working.
But obviously he's got intimacy issues if he can't fuck your insides. I like how I keep saying that.
Yeah. And my insides are really nice.
Garrett, am I wrong?
You're not wrong.
If you can't fuck your wife without a condom...
But why don't
Magic Johnson fucks his wife without a condom, and he has fucking AIDS.
Yeah. That's true, and she takes PrEP. I would have taken PrEP if he had AIDS.
Yeah, it's like having diabetes now.
And Hep C is dangerous too, but there's a pill you take and it goes away now.
Cure it now.
Nothing's that dangerous that you put a condom on.
Herpes, you don't want that.
Why?
Not even just a tip, but like one time or something.
No, I swear, not even just a tip.
On his wedding night. So you guys had sex before your wedding night.
No, we were together for 10 years, and then we got all together, but we were married 3. So yeah, we were together for years prior.
And he put a condom on every time.
Every time.
Oh my god, he you could have just got tested.
I know. We're together.
Was he cheating on you? Was
no,
he banging a lot
no.
of bitches?
I wish he was. No, he wasn't.
I'm gonna go get some milk and flushing. I'll be back in a couple of hours.
Even no, he wasn't. He didn't
masturbate a lot?
No.
Did you try to suck his dick? And he was like, whoa, whoa, slow it. Slow your roll, honey.
You know, let me tell you something. When I broke up with him,
yes.
I did not know how to give a blowjob anymore. It was like, yeah. I mean, I figured it out because, you know, it was like riding a bike, but it was yeah. like, it was just like, it was like I had to practice my muscles. My, you know, it's like muscle memory because you yeah. have to open your mouth really wide yeah. and try
sure.
to get
down yep.
and not choke and vomit, right. you know. Mm. So,
hanging out with Christian Finnegan?
No, I didn't.
How do you bring up him?
I don't know.
It's a funny name, but he's.
I love Christian.
Love him.
He's a great guy.
He's the only guy that. He's what the only.
What's your, like, your reference that he just gives blowjobs? Yeah, is that what you're saying,
gay.
Brian?
He's gay. I don't know.
Oh. He's not gay.
He's not gay. He's fine.
I hung like out him. With other people, yeah. Right. But no, I was really. It was a new.
Just for the record, we genuinely like. Christian Finnegan.
He's fine.
I love Christian. He's a great
he's
guy.
Real, he's real, like, liberal and everything on Twitter, and I still, he's one of the guys I don't have a problem with being that liberal. Because he lives in, he doesn't have kids. His wife's a fucking probably crazy liberal.
Right.
It's almost they're like in... Ted Alexander. I give him a pass, and I give Christian Finnegan a pass.
Right. When's Modi going to settle down?
Even Modi don't wear a condom. Yeah. These fucking guys right in their dirty assholes.
Like, all night.
I never had anal, but anyway.
What?
Why? That's so weird.
Never have been fucked in your ass?
Women don't like anal, but I... So
I don't trust
did
anal.
Did it take a long time to come with a condom on?
No, it was 2 seconds. We had a bad sex life, period. And then...
I mean, he would come quick with a condom on?
Yeah.
That's the only time I can last is with a condom on. Because I don't feel anything. I have to slap myself in the face
to
even wake myself up.
Yeah, I cover my wife's face in horse shit just so I can last for like a minute. Smell. They tell me I'm
a little... He would put a condom on and come quick. Kevin,
they tell me I'm a little unstable.
E-Rock, is this all going on the best of?
He loves the puns.
Oh,
yeah.
He just, loves those puns.
This is what he's here for.
I'm just being Philly.
Yeah, he's being Philly.
Well, this is where it gets weird. So after
it gets weird,
it gets weirder.
Get weird.
So he would bring a bunch of paper towels with him to the bedroom.
What?
Oh my God, I gotta lay down. And then wrap what? The walls?
No, it's his penis.
He wrapped his what?
He's wrapped the condomed penis with the paper towel so the cum wouldn't touch his body, and then he'd fall asleep, and the paper towels would get hard. So it was like a paper mache
cock. And you fucked a paper towel?
Yeah.
Right. Stick it up your asshole.
And that was much more satisfying because it was hard and...
So he was like a germaphobe?
I don't know what he was. He hated his own cum. He wouldn't touch his own cum. Like, it would be like, you know, like...
Maybe he's like a closet homosexual.
You think?
And he doesn't... And he if he gets a little bit of cum, he's like, I want all the cum!
you're getting cum! I'm getting cum!
I've never tasted my ex-husband's cum. That's a good point.
Oh, my God! I thought my marriage sucked.
It does. Yeah.
Ever. I've never tasted his cum. It's weird.
You should call him up now.
Did your husband ever eat your ass?
No.
I'm joking, of course. Of course he didn't eat your ass. I eat my wife's ass.
Like 3 times a day.
I like ass eating. It makes me feel beautiful.
Yeah.
It should. It's an ultimate compliment. If a guy's like going to eat your ass, then.
You look like a pretty prince up in the.
I'm a pretty prince. I feel it. It makes me feel gorgeous.
So after you guys got divorced, did you fuck like everybody?
Did you go through
not everybody, but
you, and no condoms and
I use condoms. Well, half condoms, half no condoms, depending on who it was.
Sherrod condom.
Yeah.
I didn't fuck Sherrod.
Jeffrey Gurian gets a pass.
Sherrod condom.
Oh, yeah.
No, I had sex with quite a lot of people.
What do you
not
mean?
A lot. Not, I wasn't like, you know, like 4 or 5.
50?
No, like
did all you together. Did a train?
No, I didn't do a threesome. I just had a lot of lovers.
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 I love that. What are you, from the 70s?
Yeah.
Exactly.
It makes it sound less sleazy, yes. Kevin.
American Gigolo.
I got fucked. You know, I made
me a glass of White Zinfandel, lover.
I was virgin again. It was like I got divorced and it was like I was my vagina opened up to a new world.
Is your ex on Twitter? They're gonna fucking troll him on Twitter. As they should. As they should.
Oh, he's gonna keep but he'll
listen
fight
to
back.
Me, followers. Get this take this man down.
Down with it.
No, he's gonna be really upset. Like
his paper towels and condoms.
It's ridiculous.
He's tell me how horrible I was. He'll make stories of how bad I was too. So I know what he'll do.
Anytime
he's
you had
a funny
bad
guy.
Childhood
funny
and
guy.
Then huh?
He's a funny guy though.
Ah
ships.
I mean, he makes money.
How about this Lido deck, huh, folks? Am I right?
He makes money. But
he makes a lot of money doing cruise ships?
I don't know. How
about you hack then?
I don't know what he's doing now.
Fuck Bobby.
Is he a gimmicky guy? Does he just do stand-up?
Yeah, he just does stand-up. He's very into writing and stuff. He might be hacky now.
Hey,
I don't
folks,
know.
If you have to use the bathroom, don't go to the poop deck. Am I right? Okay, later on, we're going to do the cha-cha. Good times.
Don't forget to wear condoms, everybody. That's how he closes every
that's
show.
That's what he sells. That's his merchandise, condoms.
Yeah. He's like the guy that hosts the Price is Right, like, have your cat spayed and neutered. He's like, everybody, don't get AIDS from dirty pussies.
I'm Parker.
If you dream about sucking cock, then it's a dream. Don't ever wake up into that.
Cock sucking sucks.
Yeah, cock sucking sucks. My wife tried to blow me. It's disgusting.
I still can't read the fucking board.
No,
go ahead, caller.
What do you got? Favorite Martin Luther King memory?
I was just saying, I wanted to call and stop Mrs. Pressman there before she says too much and gets herself in too deep. What is going on with you, Stacey, man? I'm learning more about you in the first 20 minutes of this episode than I have in the past 2 years.
Really?
Your husband?
Who is this?
I think Gino.
It's your buddy from Philadelphia, Scotty Shoes.
Oh, hey, Scott. I know you sound familiar, but I wasn't sure who it was.
Yeah, it's Harrison Scott. What's up, Kevin? Yeah, I know.
Hey, buddy.
I didn't know I should why am I saying too much? Or I should shut my fucking mouth?
Nah, you're just cracking me up here. I didn't know. You didn't say all this stuff about your buddy, your ex, Tim, before. And I just didn't want you to say something you would regret.
Well,
yeah, Kevin and I are late. We are master interviewers. We really can pull it out of anybody.
Good cop, dumb cop.
Right.
Her ex-husband's cock was like Howie Mandel.
Also, Chinese people look like orangutans.
I didn't say that. Did I say that? I don't. I apologize to my hairdresser. Sorry.
Right. So sorry.
Wait, isn't that crazy that she never had a without a condom?
Well, not only that, but being married and all that time with that, and he wrapped it up like something wasn't right there. And then, oh my God, Kevin! As soon as I looked at that picture, I said the same thing. He married an Eskimo.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Well, yeah, I think he wanted somebody, and he probably married her because they're very submissive Eskimo women. I dated a lot of them.
Really? Yeah.
When I stationed in Anchorage.
Yeah,
no, she looks like a very submissive. She looks like one of those She looks like one of those hand job ladies. You know,
like one way out in Queens. Like not like a good.
Yeah.
One.
I didn't like hand jobs either. There you go.
You don't like hand jobs?
I didn't get my exercise in for 10 years because of that. Yeah.
And those were like your 10, like, he not that you're
gay.
Not.
No, those were my childbearing years from like 30 to 40.
This guy like ruined your life.
Yeah, he ruined my life, yeah. I ruined my own life, but yeah.
Where'd you meet him?
Now that's dead.
Where'd you meet him?
Hand-up comedy.
Ugh. You
deserve it. I know. If you date a comic, ladies, you deserve what you get.
I'm sorry. Say that again. We didn't catch it. Sorry. What'd you say?
He was saying goodbye.
Oh, bye.
Bye, Scotty. Shoes.
Bye, Scotty.
I like how people don't know how to have a conversation. I'm going to talk when they talk and then say goodbye and hang out.
Two, three, and all talk together. Let's go. Let's get in there.
Yeah.
So are you currently like sexually active now?
So were you the aggressor when you met this guy?
Well, you can just ask.
I was a little older. I was a little older.
You were like a bit of a bit like, this is what I want.
I was like, yeah, I was like, you know, I was like in my prime and I was like, oh, he's cute. And I wanted him. And the sex was good for like, you know, the first night we were together, he went down on me. And I was like, oh, yeah. But it was like he went right down. Like he didn't go. He skipped like A to D. You know, he went like.
He didn't like do any belly play or nipple licking.
Like, he kissed me and then he went down on me. I'm like, oh, this is weird.
Maybe he had bad breath.
Right.
Maybe I do. I probably do. No, but then he went back.
I'd rather eat her pussy than kiss her mouth.
Yeah, right.
He'll say that. He'll say that.
Really?
Say that. Yeah.
Rather eat your. Are you all cleaned up down there? Like back
then? I'm so clean.
I mean, like hair and stuff. Like
yeah, I'm groomed. He went down on me. Liked it. You know. Right.
Did you orgasm?
I don't. Probably not. But
He didn't. He never made you come, right?
No, I faked it a little bit. But I think.
You faked it for 10 years.
I didn't know I saw
it. You should get an award, some kind of an Emmy or an Oscar.
You're the Meryl Streep of bad sex.
I am the Meryl Streep of bad sex. Now I don't settle for bad sex. I only have good sex now.
Hey, where do you meet your gentleman friends?
Just around.
Like you can just meet anybody anywhere.
Tinder or whatever?
Yeah, the Port Authority.
But she said, "Bait Tinder is a party."
I met a psycho that lives in a safe house in there a couple of months, like a year ago.
At least he doesn't wear a condom.
Right.
Like, I don't give a fuck what kind of a house you're in.
Yeah, yeah.
Safe or unsafe.
I'm Napoleon and I'm fucking you.
He was like a crazy person that made up stories. Like,
what was his deal?
Foil hat person. You know, a person.
So your husband went down on you at the beginning and then it stopped.
Stopped immediately, yeah.
Oh my God, what the fuck were you thinking?
I don't know. My mother asked me the same thing. She was, what the hell? Why'd you stay with him so long?
Wait, he doesn't eat your cunt?
what's
wrong with you?
Well, I know how to tell my mother. I'm like, we're not having sex often. We don't. And then, you know, she was like, that's not good. It's not healthy.
Your dad's walking around like in an apron.
My dad was very alpha, you know. So,
right.
You
Bend over.
Yeah, that was my dad.
That was fucking everybody.
Salisbury steak night. Let me see your rump roast.
Oh my god! Like, I can't even.
It's like painful therapy, Kevin.
If I wore a condom, my wife would be like, even back then, she'd be like, "Who else are you fucking?"
Exactly.
She would automatically assume I was fucking somebody.
You had some herpes breakout or something.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable how, anyway. So did he have something? Maybe he had
something. No, he had nothing. He had nothing.
He got tested?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Did he get tested?
His father was a doctor. He had nothing. Huh? But sadness and depression, that's what he had.
Tom Hanks from Philadelphia? Is that who you are now to me? You're going to put on a condom every time we fuck, Kevin?
Is that crazy?
If I put a condom on now, my wife would be like, my wife would just, she would cut my dick off.
Yeah, she would, right?
She'd be like, who are you fucking?
Hey, safe sex, I got it now. No problem now, Kevin. I got it. Today we're having paella with your cock in it.
Is that crazy? I know, it's crazy.
I've never heard anything in my life like this.
I have post-traumatic sex disorder.
Patty Rossborough married a gay man, and this is 10 times worse.
It's really.
He used to do all kinds of weird shit to not fuck her, but this is unbelievable.
She did marry a gay man.
Unbelievable.
I've dated gay men, and they fucked me more than this guy did.
Well.
Yeah. I mean, they're out gay and proud.
Well, sounds
parade gay.
You met him at the parade and you still fucked him anyway?
No, this is before they came out. And then they fucked me like normal men.
Comics?
No.
Put down that multicolored flag and come over here.
That's clothing designers.
Gay clothing designer? Get out of here.
Yeah.
Shut the front door. Well, now it sounds like you're getting fucked by life.
Yeah.
You're back with your moms.
I know.
Go ahead, Carl. I said moms because of MLK.
Sure. Favorite recipe, soul food.
I was wondering if you had seen the video of the confrontation down at the Lincoln Memorial with the black Hebrew Israelites and that anti-Trump protester with the drum.
Oh, no.
No, I hadn't seen it.
Were they all wearing condoms?
These kids were meeting to get on their bus to go home from the March for Life, and the crazy cult member guys were there harassing them, but they couldn't leave. And then
they're scary.
A Native American protester inserted himself in there and made a scene out of it.
Oh, I saw that.
Whose side are you on?
Yeah, who do you?
I'm a Jew, Israelites.
You what side? You what side?
The kids are innocent, just, in the wrong place at the wrong time. And then these crazy black Israelite people were harassing them for over an hour.
I can't see that well. Are there any Chinese orangutans?
All right, thanks. Next. First of all, somebody was tweeting me today, you're going to talk about it. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Because it's just a social media fucking stunt.
Right.
You've seen those.
Like, I don't, huh?
You've seen those Israel guys.
But I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. So I don't know. I don't know the context of it. Like, oh, whose side? I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. My son's been sick since Saturday. I don't give a fuck what's going on with these fucking people, because it's going viral. I know what's going on because everybody takes sides. It's like, how about this? I'm like, I don't give a fuck. We do a comedy show, right?
We're here to make
at least we're trying to.
We're here to bring laughter.
This is much more interesting. You fucking, that's like to me, that's people go, oh, we should go to outer space. I'm like, we got to find out why your husband fucked you with a condom. That's more interesting.
I want to know now. Fucking,
I'd rather talk about that than going to fucking Mars. Don't we have to solve that problem?
Yeah, we need to solve the problem.
Women are marrying guys that won't fuck them without a condom.
Yeah,
that's insane.
That guy sounds like he's lost in space.
See what I mean? We don't need these dumb videos. The American Indian or whatever the fuck it is.
Danger one.
The drum and the kids.
Come.
So all those kids.
Oh, my boy.
Those kids. Garrett, aren't those kids, weren't they in Washington, D.C. because they're pro, they're anti-abortion?
Yeah, that was the rally.
Okay, so
was
if the kids are 18 and you're anti-abortion, then you're as bad as your husband.
Right.
Because you're supposed to be fucking everybody. These kids are Catholic school kids from Kentucky, so it's they're fucking morons. Huffington, Kentucky. I know these people because there's a fucking mall there, and it's near Cincinnati. And so they're like, oh, we're against it. You're supposed to be pro-abortion when you're 18 because you're supposed to be getting a lot of bitches banged up.
They're going to have bitches banged up, and they're going to have, they're going to have...
No, but they'll be like, oh, we can't have an abortion, and then...
You hit them in the stomach.
You got some little fucking idiot kid when you're 18.
Right.
So I'm not on these kids' sides.
I'm not,
I don't give
me neither.
A fuck.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Have you ever paid for an abortion?
Yeah, I did it for the points. My credit card.
I paid, it pays to discover.
It is a Catholic school, so they have to be. I think the school ships them there. So it's
no,
like,
they. I went to Catholic school. Well, they didn't have. I was. That was before abortion was even discussed. But I'm saying, like, if I was at a, if I went to a Catholic school, I wouldn't be like, I'm going to take a bus. I'm pro. You got to be pro abortion. I mean, when you're my age, you can be. You can pick either side.
Right.
Because I know what fucking. If you have a
kid,
if you have a baby. I don't know what age they say it's a baby, but it's basically a baby at the beginning. So you're definitely committing. You're definitely committing murder. There's something in the womb or the uterus or whatever. There's something. Now I'm like quoting the Bible. But I just know from like looking at fucking when my wife got pregnant, there's something in there like immediately. So you're committing murder. But the point is, when you're 18, you're not supposed to give a fuck. You're supposed to be fucking everybody. You're supposed to be fucking dudes and dogs and all kinds of shit. No, your dick is supposed to be hard all the time. You're supposed to be fucking somebody on the bus to D.C.
Here's the thing.
Because every time I got on a school bus, my dick was hard.
Maybe that's why my husband wore condoms. So he wouldn't get abortion because abortion
thing. Don't say to be fair.
In the defense of those children, the Catholic boy, the kids, they did look a little spooked.
What does that have to do with the... So the guy was... Wasn't he an Indian? The guy with the drum?
He was trying to make peace in between them.
Yeah.
Did they say it was a... Oh, he was trying to make peace with the black Israelite?
No, he was coming in between the Israelites and the boys.
He was coming in between? Did he wear a condom like your husband?
White man.
But
I wear a condom.
He wore a condom and a drum.
So wait, he was trying to be the peacemaker?
Yes, with his drum. Oh,
okay. So anyway, the whole thing's fucking ridiculous.
Vacuum,
but like, when you're 18, you're not supposed to be anti-abortion.
Can you imagine them putting you on a bus? Like, we're going to go, you know, stop abortion. Like, you know, what happens?
Because even then, your girlfriend shouldn't fuck you. If you're anti-abortion, if you're like, oh no, we should, you should only have sex to procreate, then your girlfriend shouldn't fuck you.
No.
Then because why? You don't want to get pregnant at 18.
We're all fucking those kids.
The Catholic Church. You can never be on the side of the Catholic Church because they're all fucking. They're the worst corporation of all time.
Yeah. And those kids aren't fucking. Those kids are fucking. Let me tell you something. Those boys are going to fuck and fuck and fuck.
When I was 16, I was trying so hard.
Whether or not they get permission.
Right.
When I was 16, I was trying so hard to fuck this
girl. Oh, rape.
And her parents were fundamentalist Christians. So I come downstairs to the living room, and her mom is putting these little fetuses in these little, like, little plastic, like, silly putty things.
Real fetuses?
Yeah, they were like little fetuses. I said, what are you doing?
Where did you get them?
And she goes, well, this is a 3-month-old fetus.
Where'd she find it?
You could get them. I don't know.
99-cent store.
And she goes, she put them all together, and she puts them in a big bag, and she goes, we're going to go to an abortion clinic, and we throw them at people when they go in to get an abortion. And I really wanted to fuck this girl, so I sat at the kitchen table and helped her put the little fetuses in the thing for like an hour or two.
3 months later, you made your own.
I want to get these fetuses. I want to collect them.
There's a whole bunch of merch out there if you want to go protest.
They're sea monkeys.
Yeah, they're like little, they didn't look like heads, or but they were clearly whatever
happened. So it's always the women are like anti-abortion. They're always like the fuggliest women that nobody would fuck anyway.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I can't get laid, nobody can.
I knocked up a girl. My mother came to visit us in Miami, and it was like the night
Touch
before.
A knob?
No. But
every story
like,
ends
with. A girl?
How dare you? raw dog everybody. I'm fucking you right now. You don't even know it. That's how good I am. And so I'm like, I'm sitting with my mother at this Mexican restaurant. My mother goes, she's barely eating her food. I go, well, we're getting an abortion tomorrow morning. My mother was horrified.
Oh my
good story, Brian.
Is that true?
I don't know. Two good stories. That's one of them.
Exactly.
I never had an abortion. I never really? Got pregnant. Yeah.
Because he wore condom.
Condoms.
Yeah. Before that, I didn't wear a condom.
If a guy wore a condom now, would you slap him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be like I would be.
He's like, no, I have AIDS. You're like, that's fine.
But if you just met him, you don't care, right?
Yeah.
No, I sometimes make guys wear condoms. It depends on who the guy is. I look at their. I assess them.
Look at their nails. If you have dirty nails, I think it means you have AIDS or something. It's just you know.
I don't want to get Hep C.
Well, yeah, it's a pill. You don't want to get herpes.
That's no, my friend, I have a friend who's in her mid-50s, and she got herpes, and it was the worst. She was sick in bed for a week.
Would you babysit her? Because you're old?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I haven't got
That's
it.
Horrible,
Thank
Brian.
You. Sorry,
Thank Brian.
You. I apologize. Sorry.
And she got herpes, and she was in bed.
Oh, who?
A guy she met in a temple, a synagogue.
Oh, Barry Ribs? Oh, yo.
Yo,
yo, yo.
Yo, yo.
Outbreak, yo.
Yo, yo, yo. I got herpes, yo.
Yo, Barry, what's up? We got to get tuna fish. Anyway, that's a long story. He buys me tuna fish when we hang out. Anyway, she got herpes, and it was like one of the worst. Like, she was sick in bed. She had to miss work. It was like a whole thing. It wasn't just like.
Miss work for herpes?
She had to miss work for.
Can't come in today.
I got herpes.
I'm a whore.
No, she was dating him for quite a while, too.
Right. Synagogue, huh?
At the herpes, yeah. Wow. I just want you to think you're meeting somebody in the right place.
Right.
God fucks you.
He's like, hey, do you like open sores on your mouth?
You don't know what you're getting. You don't know what you're getting into. But if you marry a guy and he's wearing a condom, it's just a bad, bad, bad sign.
A bad beginning, right?
No, it's just, it's hard. Like, he's not committed. He's not emotionally or physically. It's just a bad fucking sign.
I know.
Like, when I eat my wife's ass, it's basically
She loves it.
She don't even like it that much. She just likes that I like to do it.
Right.
If I didn't like to do it, if she said, like, eat my ass, I'd be like when I said to my wife, if I tell her to eat my ass, and she's like, that's disgusting. I'm like, she's not committed to this relationship. You know what I mean?
True. Now, do you like the taste of ass?
Well, not if it's shitty.
Like, what do you like?
Her ass is clean. I don't know how she keeps it clean. Right. I know she shits.
What's it taste like?
409.
What's ass taste like? I'm just curious. I've never tasted it.
It doesn't taste like anything, really. It's got a little, it's got more, it's got like a hint of, yeah, it's got a musky, it's more just musky like than her pussy.
Right.
So it's like a big
pussy
ass.
Doesn't taste like anything usually, but it tastes like urine sometimes, but her ass.
How do you know what that tastes like?
You're in trouble after this podcast.
Am I right?
We're all in trouble after the podcast.
When I first went down on my wife, it tasted like it was like water eating her pussy. So I'm like, oh, it's pretty clean.
And you liked it right away.
But you were in a pool.
How'd you know you wanted to marry her? Was it like?
I thought she was funny.
And then it was like love at first sight or love at first.
Yeah, I knew when the night I was gonna. I knew when I met her, I would marry her.
Really?
But I regret it to this day. But listen, right. No, but I did. The night I met her, I got word to get married. I didn't tell her, but I just knew.
In your head.
In my little head.
Aw.
But yeah, but I never wore a condom. Never. Not once with my wife. Not
really?
Once.
Did you come on her tits right away or did you come inside right away? No.
Did you give her a nice
clean first night we were together, I was like eating her out and then she was drunk. We were both drunk. I was eating her out and she goes, that's enough of that, you know. I think she wanted to go to sleep and she knew she wasn't going to come, you know.
Right. It's like, no, after a while, I was like, yeah.
She went to sleep. I left because I can't sleep at someone else's house the first night. So she's like, did that really happen? So, yeah, but I just, like, whatever. I don't know. I don't even know. Plus, when I'm drunk, my dick don't work so good.
Right, whose
like,
does?
I think it's all like, I'm ready to fuck, and then my dick is all limpy. I'm like, what's going on down there? You know what I mean?
I'm drunk, like, 6 hours of almost every day of my life, and I have no problem with erectile dysfunction.
Okay, you say a lot of things. Prove it.
Wait,
prove it.
What do you mean you have no problem with
it? Get drunk and then fuck somebody.
Have erectile dysfunction?
No, never, oh. Never.
No, no, he's got nothing wrong with him.
No, if I do a lot of coke, I mean, this is a long time ago, it'll be an issue to get an erection, but once I get it, I got that nice big coke dick that the ladies love to chew on. So
and dogs, too, it's like
and
like
cats like
toy.
To lick.
It's a rough life.
You get a big giant coke dick.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So he just says a lot of things. There's no proof. I'm honest.
I'm not.
He's like the glass is half full, even though he can't see.
We turned into that couple that you see in a restaurant in Boca Raton at 5 o'clock arguing.
He's I'm full like, of shit.
He's like, he doesn't like scrod, and he ordered the scrod. He's sitting there.
He fucked somebody else in the 40s.
Should have asked him if the iced tea was sweetened. He didn't even ask him. They don't have Splenda here.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, favorite soul food recipe?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello, Gavin.
Hello, it's Denzel.
Denzel?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, Stacey.
Yeah?
Stacey, you look beautiful.
Thank you.
You should fuck her.
Your ex-husband, sorry to labor the point, but did he used to use his tongue when he was kissing you?
Did he use his tongue? Sometimes. We didn't kiss that much.
Yeah, like open mouth kissing.
Well, he didn't like kissing that much either. He didn't like to do anything. Right. He might as well just not done anything. Well, yeah.
His new wife, all he's got to do is rub noses, isn't it?
There you go.
Yeah, it's true.
Could you grow a mustache for me,
good
honey?
Good point, Denzel.
Right.
Thank you.
That was a good point. Yeah, we didn't have much. Yeah, we weren't very. He wasn't very affectionate. He did get acupuncture once to try to fix himself, but it didn't work.
Really? Fix what? Everything?
Bullshit.
Yeah, because
so he thought he had problems.
Yeah.
She used to really.
What did he think his problems were?
He had lack of energy and like lack of excitement, so he tried to fix it.
Probably it's testosterone. Testosterone.
Shit. Yeah, maybe he was like low on that.
Yeah, he had probably low T, but his like and T cells as well. So
yeah, HIV. Denzel, where are you right now?
Hello. Did you leave us, Denzel?
Yeah, he was saying goodbye again.
We have the worst callers.
Irish goodbyes. They don't say goodbye.
We have the worst callers.
Can't wait. He's like, did ever tongue kiss you?
So you get the answer and they don't.
I'll hang up and listen.
Right. Well, thanks for calling in, Denzel.
Thanks for asking about.
I was going to see if there's a love connection maybe.
I think I'm going to get hate mail from my ex-husband. He's going to kill me.
Well, you know what? Just why?
This is the first time I've talked about it. This has been very. This is like really.
Lives in California?
Yeah, L.A.
L.A.?
Where did he meet his wife?
California.
On an iceberg.
I don't know.
Old, she's old school Asian.
She really is. He's like, so tell me 100 words for snow.
50 words for snow by Kate Bush. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's been...
I really thought I had a fucking terrible life until I... Thank you, Stacey.
You would never trade your shit for somebody else's shit.
I don't... I was thinking, like, if you die tomorrow... Like, I had this question. If someone dies, someone said, you can die tomorrow and, you know, you can have a new life, but you don't know what's going to be, would you do it?
You would have to. You're living with your mom.
Yeah, I would totally do it.
Bankrupted you.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I would do it in 2 seconds.
Come back as a Chinese orangutan.
I would. Like, you don't know what you're going to get. You could be like a poor kid in Guatemala. You could be a rich prince or whatever.
You take anything.
Right.
It's like, let's make a deal. You go for any door. You don't
any
give a
door,
shit.
Any door, right. Like, so
I don't care what's behind there.
No, at this point, I would.
What do you do? I mean, you're a comic. I know.
Yeah,
that.
I'm a comic.
But
yeah.
Do you write for a show? Like, what do you, like, how do you, like, what do you, how do you fill your days?
I cry, and then I go to the gym, and then I write and go to shows. I do shows.
Okay.
Where do you go up?
Westside Comedy Club.
Okay.
I just say go up because that's what Brian likes to really ask hacky. Comedians. Where do you go up?
Like Barry Katz. Where do you go up?
I go up on the streets. No, I go up at Greenwich, Broadway, all the clubs.
Okay. Do you go on the road?
Yeah, a lot.
What do you talk about when you stand up? You talk about your relationships?
Yeah.
Right.
Relationships, life, anything.
You make it sad or you try to make it humorous?
Make it humorous, I think. I do.
About how guys are all pieces of shit. The problem
is... I like men.
The problem is, like, your relationship with your husband probably, like, soured you to men in some degree, you know? So... Like my marriage, like I like my wife and everything, but marriage has like soured me to like women. Like I don't even like women anymore. Like I almost punched a woman right in her cunt the other night.
You did?
Last night at the Comedy Cellar because I was like, it was cold. It was cold and I was leaving, you know? And there were like a bunch of drunk white women and they were coming downstairs and I go, excuse me, I'm trying to get out. And she like wouldn't get out of the way. I almost just grabbed her and fucking threw it to the side.
Hit her. Yeah.
But no, she's like an entitled white fucking cunt. All white women under like 30 or they're all entitled cunts.
They're all entitled cunts.
Like, no, I rule the world, so it's like, but it's like I don't like them, you know, because I think women have this thing where they're like, they think they're fantastic because they don't like women don't cheat. Women don't think with their dicks,
right?
If they had them, they would.
Yeah, lots of girls that cheat on their husbands and boyfriends.
Okay, that's good. When it's your show, we'll go to you.
Shit.
Here's the point. They think, you know, women think that they're, because they don't think with their dicks, they're superior to men, but they're not. They're just fucking, and especially when they're drunk. They're
young women.
Yeah, they're just dumb cunts, and they're like, I'm cool. I got a lot of Instagram followers, and it's like, get the fuck out of
here. Everyone's a model on Instagram.
Cunts.
Everybody.
They're all, everybody.
Look at
Matteo
my ass.
Lane, it's like fucking ridiculous. I was thinking Matteo Lane, he does that now just to get Twitter, the Instagram followers.
Yeah.
Like, they don't go to a show, I don't think.
I don't know.
He likes people to say how fucking hot he is. Like, how fucking gay is that? Like, I know there's gay.
He's gay.
That's like
gay.
Super gay.
He's very gay, yeah.
It's like beyond, you know what I mean? He gets all pumped up and everything.
It's like, look at
it's
me.
It's like too much. It's like, because you just want people to go like, I'm jerking off to you, you know?
Everyone does it. And then you get you can get caught up in that a little
then
bit.
Don't treat me with respect. Don't treat me like a sex object. Okay, you fucking cunt whore.
Everyone just shows pieces like their ass or their tits.
Right, right.
Sometimes I do that, but right. I sometimes need sex. But anyway, that's besides the point.
Wait, you do it on Instagram? You whore yourself
no,
out on Instagram?
No, not sometimes. Not that bad.
And what do you accentuate?
Not I just sometimes show cleavage a little bit. Thanks.
You have big tits?
Yeah, I do. I think I have.
Are they fake?
No, they're real.
Oh wow, yeah. I know. I love Jewish women.
34D.
I'm very attracted to Jewish women.
Well, that's good.
34D.
You go to the gym, you wear something real tight.
Yeah, I have a gym picture on my Instagram. Garrett can put it up. Oh. Look at me, I'm like...
hit on you at the gym?
I don't talk to anyone at the gym. I hate everyone. I go to
you
gym
put
in
your
Brooklyn.
Things in?
Yeah, I hate the guys
hear?
In my gym. They smell and they...
Because they're working out.
Those big jugs of water. I'm like, just fucking have a small jug of water.
Yeah, a big jug of water. Well, that's a woman thing. We all have their jug of water. Like, I got to bring my jug of water when I go to the city. Like, you could buy a bottle.
That size of bottle of water. Like, who the fuck...
Yeah, like, who drinks... I drink a lot of water. My skin's clear. My pores are all open.
It's actually not good for you to drink that much water because it makes your kidneys work really hard. So,
okay. An alcoholic talking about people's kidney because they drink too much. How many drinks have you had today?
Two.
You did?
Okay.
What did
no, this is low. Usually it's at four on a Monday.
Let's have a look.
Picture.
Let's have a look. I'm going in. Going in, Garrett.
Oh, God. Garrett went to my Instagram. It's me and my...
Well, you just told him to.
I know.
She goes, oh, God, look what he did. I told
look
him
I like when Brian can't see and he has to go up close.
Oh, yeah, right.
Brian, you should do an Instagram thing where you just move your ass like you just did it.
Look, I work out all day long. I might as well do something.
You have orangutans.
Yeah, no kidding.
You look very orange today.
Me?
Yeah.
It's cirrhosis.
No, I was talking to Stacy. I told her she looks very orange.
Do I? I wish
spray
I did.
Tan?
No, I haven't in years.
Any
I used
work
to.
Done ever?
No.
Botox?
No. I had Botox once years ago.
Okay.
I didn't like it. I look crazy.
Yeah. Any kind of lip fillers or anything? Or
no, it's my ugly face.
Vaginoplasty?
No, I have no work done. This is me. Take me or leave me.
If you're how old are you, if I'm asking?
I'm in my guess.
I'll do an accurate guess. I can okay.
37.
Look at me straight in the face. Oh, you're cute. You got a little nose job, didn't you, though?
No, my nose broke.
Okay. Yeah, I guess
your dad broke your nose?
No, I broke it myself.
44.
48.
Okay, great.
48?
Yes.
Wow, you do look good for 48.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're younger than my wife.
I'm old. I'm one of the oldest people. How old are you, Kev?
I'm old, but I don't
say it. Might.
She's 59.
I don't like, I shouldn't tell people my age, but.
It doesn't matter. It's fine. You got to own it.
As long as you don't want to have kids, it doesn't matter.
I'm 32. Who cares?
You are?
Yeah.
You're so young.
No, I'm 45.
Oh, like, yeah, like I date guys a little bit younger than me.
They care that you live with your mom?
No, they don't care. They,
you ever fuck guys in your mom's house?
Not for years, no. Well,
yeah, you ever have a threesome with your mom?
Would you like to have one?
You ever tell your boy, like, could you put on that butcher apron and beat me up, please, with a little foreplay?
Bring that cleaver with you.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, wait, let's come hit my beaver.
My mother like wants me to date more. She thinks I should date more.
Right. Get out there and whore yourself up. Fuck that guy you met on the D train. Yeah. What train you take home? The D?
The F.
No, she's way out there in the
F. I'm fucked.
He goes there too, right? Don't they all go to the last stop?
That's the Bensonhurst train where I get my hair done.
Okay.
The B train and the Q train go to Sheep's Head Bay, and sometimes I take that to the and I walk or take a car service home. Now people could stalk me.
Yeah,
could
stalk you.
What are they all stop at the same stop though, and in Brooklyn? What is it?
Stillwell. That's old Coney. That's in Coney.
Yeah, but they all stop there, right?
Yeah, I love Coney Island. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Ruby's Bar. I like to go there. I bought Coke in that bar once.
You did?
Yeah, I just asked the bartender. I was like, "Anybody got any booger sugar up in this motherfucker?" And the guy was like, "Yeah, right down there." I was like, "That was easy." All right. Well, okay. Thanks.
What time was it during the day?
No, it was like 6 o'clock.
And you were at the beach all day.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
Did you wear sunscreen?
No, I don't wear sunscreen. Even though I'm Irish, I
really?
Like that. Yeah, I tan.
I could tell.
Yeah, he's superior to me in every way.
This toupee.
The fact that he can't see.
Yeah, Irish guys have good hair.
I got to worry about my eyesight. So otherwise, Brian would be like, I can see better than you too.
What do I care.
Got a bigger dick, more money, better tan, better sweaters.
I had a guy.
A Ford bedroom in Park Slope. My Airbnb whenever somebody wants to come over.
Do you have any spare bedrooms?
You should let her stay there.
I'd let you. It would get real weird really quick. Trust me.
Really? Why?
You want to change this Chad Zumbach suite? Put you in there.
If you stay at his house, he welcomes you every morning with a big hard on.
I thought coffee.
No, I torture my house guests.
Really? Are you married? Are you married?
Yeah, married. Yeah, married.
I know Joe DeRosa very well. Yeah,
Joe DeRosa. He stayed over the over New Year's Eve.
Sorry to hear that.
I would creep in his room, buck naked, and just put my ass right in his face.
He probably loved it.
He did. He put his little tongue out like a salamander.
He's a closeted homosexual.
You think so?
Absolutely.
I don't think he's closeted. I think he's kind of been open about his interest in like sexuality and
who did he fuck? Which guys did he fuck?
Nobody. There's Bailey. Somebody. Garrett.
Oh, Bailey J. I love Bailey J. The beautiful woman with the big cock. Yeah.
Right. So he's like. So he'd like to like suck.
Bailey J's a dude.
Yeah.
She's a no transgender.
She's transgender, but she's.
What's that mean? What's that mean?
Come on, she's really? You know what transgender means?
Oh, I know what it means, but what does it mean in her case?
It means that you're a male to female.
But she's
it means you're done with the transitioning.
She has a big penis and a beautiful body.
It's operational.
It's unbelievable. She has a giant cock and beautiful tits and a beautiful face.
Are we coming up here now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have we never done the Bailey J or Buck Angel test with you, Kevin?
We've never done it.
Well, get ready because here it comes.
And all now, right.
Kevin, you're going to have to make a decision.
I love Bailey.
You can't say, no, I won't, or I'll blow my... You have to fuck one of these two people, Kevin.
All right.
And here's the situation. We have a graphic for it and everything.
Keith doing a little producing right now. Keith just jumped right in there. We brought up transgender. He perked right up.
He got excited.
It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Keith got, look, I think he's jerking off. Are you jerking off, Keith? What are you doing?
He's doing dials and...
Keith. Wait, you're
just pinching my helmet.
Yeah.
Didn't even start the contest yet.
Garrett's sucking...
Bailey or Buck?
Well, who's Buck?
I don't know who Buck is.
Comic too?
Buck is it?
No, Buck Angel is a porn star.
All right.
And so this is Bailey J.
All right.
And Bailey J is born a man.
She's stunning. I think
very
she's stunning.
Very attractive man.
All right.
I'd fuck her.
And Buck Angel is born a woman and is still a woman.
I think he's cute, in a way. I can't see.
This is Buck Angel.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay.
That vagina looks familiar. Wait, how is he so? How is he? How does he look like Aaron Berg and have a vagina?
That's what Aaron Berg looks like. What are you talking about?
But this is a woman. Buck Angel was born a woman, so now you have to make a choice. You have to fuck one of these two. Missionary.
Okay.
Looking lovingly in their eyes.
Okay.
Which one do you fuck?
So wait, if I do a missionary, I have to fuck Bailey J's asshole?
Yeah. Yeah. You pin the legs up, tuck it out of the way. And do what
you know
do.
Too much, Keith.
It's a big cock, though, right? Like, it's going to flop around a little bit. Like, you're going to... Will she be erect?
Yeah, will her dick be hard, too?
Hopefully.
Yeah, I'm kidding. What are we wasting our time for? Why did I get this room with the La Quinta? She's not going to have a hard-on.
Well, I guess I could answer that in 2 seconds.
Would you?
Bailey, and I think she's gorgeous and she has a cock. I would fuck her in 2 seconds.
But he's not. First of all, you're not a dude. Women are all gay anyway, so you're. It's a moot point.
Slow your roll, young lady.
Gotta
fuck the girl.
I can't fuck Aaron Berg. Like, if I didn't know Aaron Berg, I could probably do the dude, but I don't know. I think I'd fuck the dude. I think I'd fuck Bailey J.
Yeah.
All right. Is that the right answer?
That's the general consensus, but then there's the follow-up. Which one do you go down on?
Oh!
But
I think still Bailey J.
I'd lick my cum at her asshole.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know, she's more attractive than he is facially, too. Like,
oh, come on, Buck Angels. Come on, why are you shitting on him?
I don't think he's that
he's like
attractive.
A nice guy.
Come on, he's...
I think it's not. They're not equally.
How did Buck Angel become so masculine and have a vagina? That's really amazing.
You should see some of these transgender female and males. They look really, really good.
Do you have the picture?
Oh, no.
When he was a man, looks like Brigitte Nielsen.
She was a female. What do you mean when she was a girl?
Well, he was an ONA regular.
No, I don't think we ever had.
Oh my God, she was beautiful.
Let's have a look.
This came up.
That was Aaron Berg 20 years ago.
Yeah, this was a Bobby Kelly /
wow.
Joe,
she's really
Joe
pretty,
DeRosa
too.
Thing that was brought to us years back with Opie and Anthony, and we've just kind of.
Look how
Bobby has a thing for cock, right? I think he calls it his mouth.
Only uncut, I believe, yeah.
Only uncut. I guarantee. They were like,
she's so pretty.
Bobby's like, I'm not gay. I want him uncut.
Can you imagine all her family? Like, can you imagine that she's so pretty too?
Bailey J challenge, and Joe Rose is like, Bailey J, is she here? He's going to open a closet up, looking around.
Running around. Yeah, he's like, all excited.
I can't get over how pretty Buck was.
It's just weird that you can be, I don't know, it gets very, that's why I ask, because I always want to know, like, at what level, where do they think they are? Because if you're transgender, like, who are you, and at what level, and then who do you fuck?
Transgender and you fuck.
But who you fuck?
Gender is different than sexuality.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody even knows. People act like everybody understands the issue. Like, who is Bailey J fucking?
She has a husband.
Ugh. So they both have.
I think she's the husband.
They both have dicks.
I don't know. I think I think so. I'm not sure.
So if you're
he's a straight guy.
Who?
We've met him. Her husband. Both of them came to Anthony's house when we did the thing in the basement and. She.
What did you do in the basement?
We waxed John Stewart's ass. Yeah.
Ouch.
And she did the
on tape.
She did the waxing, and she came with her husband. And her husband says he's not gay.
Yeah, but he's not gay, but she has a dick.
Right.
I don't know if that works.
Yeah, but that doesn't make you gay. A dick doesn't.
It makes you something.
You're not
it makes
straight.
You something.
It makes you open.
It makes you like my wife don't have a dick. If she had a dick, I'd be like, I'm a little something.
Yeah, I think straight is.
I'm a little on the fence.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you do?
That's what I'm saying. It's all. It's like, oh, everybody knows what. No, if your wife looks like a lady, then you're not gay. No, that's not true. If your wife has a dick, then you're something.
You're bisexual.
No, you're not. I don't know if you're bisexual, but you're something. You're something. If you put a dick in your mouth, you're not straight.
Yeah.
If you're a guy, so I don't give a shit. Why? You know? Oh well, no, she's got a pretty haircut. I don't give a fuck. And if you fuck a buck angel, and if you fuck a vagina, you're still kind of straight.
Would it be wild though?
Even if you kiss a guy with a beard, with a 5 o'clock shadow.
Can't imagine like Buck Angel's pussy is like delicious too. It's just like it tastes great and it's really.
Well, if you put syrup on anything, it's going to be tasty. Oh,
that's a very good point.
That's true.
But I don't know, man. If I was married to that Bailey J, I'd kind of be like, can we just get rid of the dick? Can we just get rid of it?
Yeah, but that's a big commitment to get rid of a dick.
It's a really good dick. Like it's a really thick, hot dick.
Mm, well,
no.
It is,
why
right?
Did you say so?
No, it's
she
like.
Does she do porn?
Like, listen, if you're Bailey J's husband and you ignore the dick forever, she's going to be like, what? You know, you got to do something with this dick. So even if, like, you look like a lady, she's going to be insulted if you don't do something with his dick.
Of course.
Her dick.
I'm sure he does something with his dick.
Yeah, so that's him. He's gay, too. They're all gay. Everybody's gay.
Everybody's gay. I can't imagine.
I mean, what do? Like, you love this woman who has a dick, and she's beautiful. Like,
not a woman. She's a man.
Yeah.
She's
I don't give a fuck.
She's a trans woman.
She's a trans woman.
Yeah.
You could fall in love. And love is different. Love doesn't see dicks.
People love their dogs.
No, it gets in the way. I'd imagine. I'm trying to put my dick in your ass, and that big fucking.
Get rid of this.
Come on, honey. Like, come on. It's like a hangnail at some point. You're like, come on, what are we doing here?
She does a lot of porn, I think,
Oh, I'm sure she loves her dick. And her husband clearly loves sucking on that thing.
I'm just saying, the whole transgender, people don't even know what's going on. So you're like, no, he thinks he's this, and he fight his husband's a man, and blah, 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 and, you know, whatever.
Right.
I mean, I dated a lesbian for a long time. It's like, you know, I mean,
she was a lesbian?
Does that make me, what does that make me? Nothing, because she's got a vagina.
Right.
But if she had a dick, I'd be like, yeah. I tell my mom, I think I might be a little something.
After sex, you'd call her.
I go to confession and be like, I just suck 7 dicks.
Is there any level of hotness that would like make you forgo looking, not caring about a dick?
No.
Because some women are like.
Hey, listen, I'm so straight, I won't even drive a Trans Am.
You just make that one up or you stole it from a fortune cookie?
I took her fortune cookie. Is she Asian too?
No.
I don't know.
She looked kind of Asian-y.
I mean,
pretty.
You can see, you know, I can
guys
see.
Guys don't care if a woman's
listen,
that hot.
Listen, I've seen, you know, in New York, I don't see it so much anymore, but when I used to, you know, do late spots in the Greenwich Village, you'd see like these beautiful fucking.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, but they're all too tall. And then, you know, just the way they walk, you know, they're a dude. So like, you know, I could be like, oh, she's gorgeous. But then like, then there's other gorgeous women. Then you go to a fucking, you get on the subway, there's other gorgeous women that don't have a dick. So if you can be like, oh, she's super gorgeous. You still want a dick in your mouth.
I picked up a girl in a nightclub years ago and was really pretty Spanish girl. And Spanish girls generally do not find me attractive at all. So I was excited. And she was really cute. I'm in the back of a cab going back to my apartment and we're making out. And I go to finger her and there's a fucking dick.
Yeah, when I met my wife, I was suspicious she was a dude because it was the winter time. So she had a lot of clothes on,
right.
And she said she was single, and I was suspicious. And the first thing I did when I got back to her house was go for the dick.
Yep.
Why do you think your wife had a penis? That's a
It wasn't our wedding night. I just met her.
No, but you think
it was suspicious that she was like she was attractive and
she liked
didn't
you,
have a boyfriend
and she
liked me.
Were you a little disappointed?
A little.
Yeah. Like, oh.
No, but I was ready for a dick. I was ready to be like,
really?
You know, no offense, but I'm gonna leave now.
Have you had that experience where you?
No, never. Okay. But I was going down there, expecting, not expecting, but I wouldn't have been completely surprised if she had a dick
down there.
Yeah.
Yes.
So when I felt vagina, I was like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah. Well, it's like when I fucked that transsexual, which I did with my friend. Like,
a Trans Am?
Wait, let's hear about this.
Well, it's a long story, but I used to sell cocaine, and my friend called me and was like, hey, I've got
that.
Oh, this story, yeah.
You know the story, right. So this, and he invites me over to his apartment and to sell them some blow. I didn't really know him that well. Mm-hmm. And there's this girl in the apartment. She was really pretty, and she was from Australia. And she goes, are you the boy with the gear? And gears that they call cocaine in Australia.
Right.
And I was like, I was 18. I was at NYU. I was like,
was Jim Jeffries?
A friend of mine, by the way. I told you my many stories about being on the Beacon stage. So anyway, so we go into. He goes, I bring the coke out, and like, I broke up in a bag, and I made a couple lines just for the. And I was ready to leave, and they were like, oh, hang out for a little bit. So he goes in the bathroom. She comes over and starts making out with me. When I was 18, nobody wanted to fuck me. I look like I was like 11. So, and I was
everyone wanted to fuck you. What are you talking about?
No, but I was like, I'm straight. So it's like, I wasn't like, nobody, girls, you know, I didn't have any game.
Bookish.
Yeah, exactly. It's right. I'm like walking around with like a copy of like E. Cummings poetry.
That's hot. I think that's hot. Yeah.
NYU theater fairy. And so anyway, so we start making out with this girl, and the guy comes back in the room and he sees me making out with this girl, and it was an Australian. She was a flight attendant. He met her on the subway and he brought her back to his apartment. And I go, look, I'm really sorry. He goes, hey, it's cool. He goes, you can charge me for the coke? And I go, no, of course not. So flash forward about 4 hours later, we're all naked. Except for her, she's got her panties on. She's big, fake tits, and I'm naked, and he's naked, and he had a really small dick, and I'm not going to get in how big my dick is, but we all know.
How small was his dick?
Tiny. He was, yeah, Mark McKelvey, that's not his real name.
Did you thumb wrestle it?
Yeah, it was really tiny. He was like, he was known for having a small dick. He was a really handsome guy who had a small penis.
He's a comic?
No. I think he's passed. I don't think he's around anymore.
He's dead?
He was a nice guy. He was a good friend of mine, but we ended up becoming friends after that because we shared this experience.
Bonding.
Yeah. So I go to take her panties off, and she goes, before you do that, there's something you should know. And I was like, she goes,
I have a low credit score.
Yeah, right. I'm actually from New Zealand. I'm embarrassed by being from New Zealand. So I go, like, you know what? And that's, by the way, that's the one thing you never want to hear. You take somebody's underwear off. Like, there's something you should know. And sure enough.
Impression of Brian McCarthy.
Yeah, exactly. Help yourself. And so sure enough. She goes, I used to be a man. I was born a man. And about 9 years ago, I had gender reassignment surgery. And I'm a woman now. And she goes, it's going to be a little different. And so I'm like, I told my friend, I already had a hard on. So I was like, look, I'm like, I have to get rid of this. So like, let's just start fooling around with her. And, you know, once I can blow my load, I'll just get out of here or whatever. So she lays down on the couch. And I'm like, because I decided I'm going to eat this guy's cunt. You know, I'm going to go down on her, you know. So
this guy's cunt.
Yeah. So she lays down. And it was when she was standing up, it had a little racing stripe on top of it. But then I spread her legs. And it looked like somebody had like taken a little like a pen knife and like drained the ball sack and just kind of made pussy lips out of the testicle.
It wasn't pretty.
It wasn't pretty. No.
All you do is turn off the lights.
And so well, I said, I'm going to eat this. I'm going to eat her. So I give it
you
one.
You ate her out? You didn't just fuck her? Why did you eat her out?
I gave it one lick, and it literally tasted like the end of a battery or like a wet balloon. It was just like, I was like.
Plastic.
And she shivered like.
I would have came immediately.
She's looking down at me, right?
AV club.
She's looking down at me. She's like, oh, you're like, you a filthy little boy, aren't you? And then I realized like, and my friend's up there shoving his 2-inch dick in her mouth. And I'm like, I'm stuck with this vagina thing. So I had a condom, just like your husband, ex-husband.
Okay, thank God.
I put it on. I don't want to get her pregnant.
That was AIDS.
Right, exactly. Put the condom on. And I got my dick in, but I got it
Why'd
in
you
like,
have a condom on because you don't want to get AIDS?
I was not going to fuck this Australian flight attendant without a condom that he made.
Flight attendants are whores anyway.
Yeah,
that's where we got AIDS.
There's a whole lot of red flags.
A guy from Pan Am fucked a monkey in North Africa, and that's how we got AIDS.
He fucked a Chinaman. Orangutan callback. So anyway.
So how did it feel?
So, well, I got my dick about like a quarter of the way in, and it just stopped.
Yeah, because it's not that
deep. I put my hand in, and it felt like frozen gummy bears. It really did. It felt like frozen gummy bears. And I kept trying to push it to the side so I could get my dick in, and it just wouldn't go in. It was like she wasn't scooped out enough. So I actually told this story. Tom Shalhoub had a show.
Small dick I must have liked it, though.
And
it's a perfect fit.
Yeah. So, and I'm trying to. So I realize I'm like, I'm not going to be able to get enough like thrust, you know, for me to come. I'm being right. I'm a selfish lover. So I kind of move her around. So now she's on all fours, and I see her asshole, and her asshole is like, I'm telling you, it was like a 3-inch diameter, this giant asshole, and I just put my dick right in it. And
no, you didn't.
I did, and she turns around and gives me a look like, oh, like you, all, you, my pussy's too tight for you too. So I'm now fighting. Her asshole was so big that I was using my hands to move her haunches in just to give it some more friction. You know, I'm on top of her like
silly
this.
Silly putty.
I'm pushing. Well, I'm just
she had a giant asshole.
She had a giant asshole.
She got fucked a lot. In the
exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It was like she got fucked by a Christian Finnegan.
Call back.
Yeah, exactly.
CF, we'll just call him CF from now on.
So I'm able to like I could see like load like coming up like a Pennsylvania Turnpike exit. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna come at some point. So I finally like I'm blah 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 blah. I blow my load and then
the
I
the condom.
Yeah.
I took and you the fucked her ass.
Yeah, I took the condom off and I literally this sounds like I'm making it up, but I'm not. I went like this, and the condom, and I threw it on the wall. It's stuck on the wall.
It has so much things on it.
I love it.
It seems so unpleasant, that sexual experience.
It was, it wasn't good.
It doesn't seem like a good sexual experience.
No, it wasn't. But I mean,
that's how he met his wife.
Yeah. Exactly, right. We're still on Facebook. But it was funny. Then I went into the, at this point, it was like 5 in the morning. I went in the guy's bedroom to lay down because, I don't know. I was kind of.
Small dick guy bedroom?
Yeah, Mark, exactly. And I lay on the side of the bed, and I can see in the living room, and he's got his, now they're laying down, and he's got his foot in that man-made pussy, and he's sucking on her toes. But the whole time I was fucking her, the reason why I mentioned this is because you could tell that it was used to be a man's body, because she had, like, broad shoulders. Like, the whole time I'm like, oh, yeah, these are pretty wide hips for a fella. Like, I mean, I'm definitely, by 10 minutes into it, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm definitely fucking a guy in the ass. Like, there's no.
You felt it.
I could knew what was going on. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
when
I didn't.
When you say I'm fucking,
only did it once. It's gay the second time. First time was just
experimentation.
I didn't go looking.
You're
for
gay.
It.
You're high. You're fucking worked up. But if you call her, and back in the day you couldn't text. But if you text her,
say shoot me a page. Text me. Page.
Thumbs
me.
Up. Your ass.
911.
Go ahead, call her.
What do you got?
Hey Kevin.
Yeah, we heard you the first time.
Hi.
Speaking of ugly trannies. Did you hear that Leslie Jones is banned from the new Ghostbusters movie?
What do you mean? How do you mean banned? They won't even let her pay for her ticket?
They're not casting her. They're writing her out of the script like that movie never existed. They're making a whole new Ghostbusters.
With women?
Pull all your Hollywood strings. What's
with
that?
Women?
All the women. They're all gone.
Okay, well, they're banning all women. They're making a Ghostbusters with men?
Yep. With the original cast.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Oh,
and I want to encourage you to pull all your Hollywood strings to try to get a role in Ghostbusters, because nothing would make me happier to see you in the new Ghostbusters and her out of it.
First of all, they're not writing her out. They're just doing a remake with men, with the original cast. I thought that most of them were dead.
No, Reitman is.
No, the director and like one of the actors, Harvey
Korman?
Harold Ramis.
Harold Ramis,
he's
right.
He's dead.
Yeah, but the director's son is making it.
Right. Ivan Reitman's son is making it.
Oh, it's like when Van Halen tours, when they get the son.
Yeah, exactly. But no, yeah, he's right. What the guy's saying is true. They're doing a whole reboot. Are we boring you or something?
No, I was looking at something.
Don't worry about it. She's got enough problems.
True enough.
We did an hour and 15 minutes. She's not getting paid.
Yeah, two-legged.
Let her do whatever the fuck she wants.
Okay, sweetheart.
Are we boring you? Yeah, you're boring me with that fucking stupid fucking tranny story again. So you think I should get in? That would be complete fucking justice if I got in the reboot of the.
That should make a black Ghostbuster.
I want to be a Ghostbuster.
Sure. I'm afraid of no ghost.
I could shoot a gun.
Yeah. Look at
it. They should make a black Ghostbuster where they're not afraid of ghosts. They're just afraid of some guy who lives in the neighborhood. He'll have him whack. Jimmy Martinez.
They're afraid of tipping and paying child support. Yeah.
Black people aren't afraid of ghosts. They got real shit to be afraid of.
No.
They have grape soda. They can...
Spooks in this car. Feet don't fail me now.
MLK does a spooks pun. Oh, that's terrible. Yeah, I'm going to try to get in. I'm going to call my agent right after I fire her. I'm going to fire my agent today, I think.
You're going to fire him? Because you're not.
Her. And,
all right. Hey,
my wife wants her fired. Huh?
Good to hear. Thanks for that. Love you, Brian.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call. Go ahead, caller.
There's a goblin on the highway.
He should make a black Ghostbuster. They're not afraid of any ghosts.
Like the Wiz.
Yeah, they're not afraid because they grow up with real shit.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
The black community is hard.
Yeah.
Shit.
Go ahead, caller.
Old black cat running around those houses.
Do you guys like sweaty niggers? We'll call 1-800-SWEATYNIGGERS.ORG. And you can.
That's horrible.
So you did. So you did.
You caused that.
Dracula's running around the neighborhood.
Is there really a website for that?
I can't imagine.
I'm a member, I think. But...
I'm a member.
Oh, it's a recurring charge of $15 a month. Oh, the werewolf is coming down the street. Let's go catch him.
Luckily, that site is available for buy for anyone.
We have to get Bruce on it. Shout out to Bruce Hudson Web Development.
Hudson Web Development.
Because black people, we love black people, of course, but It's like they're not afraid of what we're afraid of, people, because we're afraid of black people.
Black people are afraid of dogs, I've noticed.
Because dogs do not like black people, because dogs, like especially mean dogs, they don't see a lot of black people. Like if you live in a white neighborhood, they see a black person. I've been with black dudes, and they just start barking at the black dude.
No, I know. It's horrible.
I was with fucking what you call an Aspen. We had to always cross the street.
It's very white Aspen.
Had these big fucking snow dogs.
They didn't like black people.
And me and Ian Edwards, he kept going like, "Can you walk with me to the fucking to the theater?" I go, and then I go, "Okay." And then all these dogs would like see him and start. I mean, he's real dark, but they would see him and start fucking.
Really?
Like crazy.
You know, also who don't know anything about dogs are Orthodox Jews.
Yes, they do not like animals at all.
They have no idea.
I have pets.
I have a Britney Spaniel, which is like the nice.
It's Britney Spears.
If I did, she'd be on the table right now, fucking tugging my asshole. Am I right, guys?
And she was your dog?
Oh no, he come Britney Spaniel. She did. So I also have a.
I don't know if anyone's enjoying this show, but me and Brian are.
Yeah. I'm not.
So we're not even supposed to be working today. It's always like a free show. I mean, not that I want to work. I always want to work. Plus, right. I get out of my fucking house. I need to be around my fucking wife and kids some more.
She's home all day?
So she's home alone.
Oh, she's...
Oh, like, no!
Where's my husband?
Where'd he go?
She's lucky. Wow. You're not home. You're not home. And
I'm a fucking dreamboat compared to your fucking deadbeat husband.
Well, it's like,
yeah, right?
I wish my husband wasn't home half.
He didn't like to kiss you and nothing?
He would be up in his bathrobe till 4 in the afternoon.
Oh, well.
On what?
Drinking tea.
Oh, God.
poor guy's going to get shit on fucking Twitter.
He should.
So I have his Britney.
Where do you find these fucking freaks?
And I have a little beagle.
2002.
And I'm like, there's by my house, by LeFrac, there's a roller rink thing, you know, like ice skating
Where?
Thing. In Prospect Park. So
fancy.
Very fancy. So and I have my dogs with my kids are in the thing. I'm with some families, and there's this Orthodox guy with the topaz, the whole McGillicuddy.
Because even dogs don't like that look.
So the guy comes over, and he's standing at the door, and he's just looking at me, and he's looking at me, and he comes over, and he goes, "Are those the kind that bite?"
Those the kind that bite?
Yeah, I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Are those, my children would like to maybe look at your dogs, but are they biting?" I said, no.
Talking like that?
Yeah, I really did talk
only
like
your Jew kids. Sorry.
I had a, when we did one of my many renovations on my apartment, we had Hasidic Jews who are like Orthodox to the 10th power. We had a bunch of them come in to do our kitchen, and they all come in, and they're in black, but they have these orange smocks on, and I was wearing, this is 7 years ago, I was much cuter back then. I had a little pair of lobster shorts on, Lacoste shirt, you know, boat shoes, you know, as one does. And so I'm walking through the kitchen. I'm with the architect, and all of a sudden, this big fat one is like in the kitchen, and he's clocking me. I had full vision back then, so he's watching me, and I can tell he's like he thinks I look good, you know. I could get like the gay vibe from me, and he just walks over to me, and he like says to me, he goes, "Pardon me, do you like romance novels?" I was like, I go, "Sorry." He goes, "Romance novels, do you like them?" And I was like, "Well, like Danielle Steele or whatever?" I said, "Yeah." And then the foreman, who's another guy, comes over and literally hits the guy in Yiddish, and he's like, hits him. I felt sorry.
They're perverts. I used to work I used to be a foot hooker, but back
They all at strip clubs, the guys with the fucking payas and worship jewelry district.
I used to do foot worship parties when I was like in my 20s, and because it made a lot of money.
In the 20s.
And they were totally.
Wait, and then your feet go bad at what age?
No, I just stopped doing it because I didn't want to work in that industry. But I'd rather be abused in the comedy instead.
Right.
And then they would suck my toes and pay me like $20 for 10 minutes.
These guys sound like real heels.
And they were religious. There were a lot of religious men with payases, and the payases would hit my toes and they would tickle.
So strangers would suck your toes? Would they like wipe them down, make sure it was clean?
Yeah, they were very submissive. They would wipe after each client. It was like $20 for 10 minutes. It was like a strip club for the feet.
Rather fuck Buck Angel.
Who would wash it? The new guy would wash it off?
The guy would stop. Then can you please wash my feet? And he would. And he'd tip me. And then the next guy would suck the toes.
And where was this at? New York Comedy Club?
Yeah.
Right.
Where was this? Like at a thing?
This was at, remember that place, the Vault or whatever it was called?
Yeah, not that
Hellfire.
Yeah, I know Hellfire. Sure, of course.
He was one of the charter members.
Yeah. It would be like happy hour during like 4 to like 9. It would be like a foot party.
Yeah, there's Danny the Wonder Pony was there too. Remember that guy?
I don't remember that.
This Jewish chiropractor used to wear a saddle and a big butt plug. He'd walk around the place.
Well, I just went to the foot parties.
Okay.
I was a foot, you know.
Did they ejaculate on your feet ever?
No, there was no cocks and stuff on my feet.
They would just suck your toes.
Yeah, it was really fun. I loved it.
They would say how great your feet were?
Yep. It's my feet. Yeah.
Your foot?
Yeah, getting a pedicure.
How do you?
I still get people pay me for pictures of my feet.
Really? Oh, like you and Mike Boschetti again.
Love me, and my
Mike Boschetti loves you.
Yeah, he's my good friend. There's my there's Snuggles and my feet. I'm at, like, yeah, I was.
Just get Mike a hand job. Just give him a hand job. Would you ever do that? Just to be nice.
We're just good friends.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, whatever.
You and Mike?
Yeah. You give Mike Boschetti a hand job.
I guess you're a good point, I guess.
No, Mike would fuck you without a condom. That's a fact.
Right. That is probably true, yeah.
Yeah, he would definitely. I don't know.
Mike's a good guy. He's a good friend of mine.
Suck your tits.
Thank you.
Oh, Mike's great.
Wow.
So I used to do the foot. The foot modeling is a very good job, actually.
Yeah, I bet.
And you have to pretend.
Well, why'd you stop?
I don't know. I think I felt like I should stop being
all dirty?
No, I felt, yeah, a little bit. And
you felt beautiful?
I felt beautiful. And then you have to fake that it feels good, because right. It's like you're faking a footgasm, but I don't feel anything.
Doesn't it feel good when someone sucks your toe?
Yeah, but I'm callous, so you stop to feel, you get numb. You're numb to it.
Man. So you're saying the calluses were the nail in the coffin?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So the parties kind of stopped. And then what happened was real hookers started doing the foot parties because
they cut in on your action.
Cut in on my action. They were doing, you know, foot jobs with the penises, and you know, I couldn't.
Because the guy wants you to touch his dick.
I didn't want. I just like the, you know.
Here's a question: would you rather give a hand job to Mike Boschetti or have to eat out Carrie Cavaras, whatever hell her name is, a Greek girl?
Wait, what is it?
Carrie Cavaras cover. You know, the tired.
What do you think about Carrie Cavaras? I like Carrie.
I like her too. But would you rather give Mike Boschetti a hand job or go down on her?
I would go down on Carrie in 2 seconds.
Yeah, I think I would have to jerk off Mike Boschetti.
Really?
I don't know. I think
how many drinks would I have?
You know, that's the thing. One weak gin and tonic.
Well, jerking off, you could just go like this. Like you're doing, and you could pretend it's like a.
Yeah, but then you'd hear Mike Boschetti making those mule sounds that he probably makes.
Well, I went to LA with
about
Mike.
To come.
And Mike, I went to LA with Mike. Not, you know, we just had separate rooms.
In a car?
In a plane.
Well, you guys were booked together?
Yeah, we did some little tours and stuff.
Oh, wow.
And he has to wear a mask when he sleeps.
Yeah, sleep apnea.
Yeah, he's sleep apnea.
A lot of people. Jim Norton has that, too. So you
does?
Can be.
I wear a Mike Myers mask to scare my wife.
Oh, no. Mike Myers in the bed. Look at him.
She must like. No, your face is covered. She must like it. I'm kidding.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
Damn.
Yeah, little throat. Little throat.
I know. Punch. I get a little like that. I can be a little cunty sometimes.
What's the rest of your day look like?
My day is just doing nothing but crying after this. But
do you really cry a lot?
No, I wish I cried more.
You gonna go home to your mom?
Later tonight, yeah.
She's. You stay out all day?
Yeah,
It's a long subway ride. Yeah, I don't have to get home, right?
Yeah, I go to the gym and I.
You go to the gym here?
I buy her napkins if she needs it.
I would talk to guys in the gym.
Right.
At least you have. At least they're working out. They have a higher.
Yeah, I know. I'm seeing somebody now. I'm seeing somebody now. We're having good sex, but that's good.
But is he fun to be around?
Oh, yeah, he's great. He's awesome, yeah.
And he's younger than you? Well, who is he?
We're the same age. Just a friend of mine, someone I know for a long time.
Statistically, he almost has to be younger than you.
I generally date men that are either my age or younger, though I've dated one or two guys in like...
And you fuck him out of Europe at his apartment?
Yeah.
Because you can't take him.
Sometimes a car, we fuck in the car.
You fuck in a real? Car, really?
Yeah, it's fun.
That's fun.
We have a good time, yeah.
Fucking a car in Manhattan?
In Brooklyn.
Is it Gino?
No, it's not Gino. Oh.
Lucky that. What's that thing from the 70s, the strangler or whatever?
No, Gino lived in his car for a while.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Ugh.
He did live in the car. Yeah. Now he lives in a house, actually.
Now, who's the guy from the 70s who was people would be like fucking in their cars and he would go kill him?
Yeah, Son of Sam.
Son of Sam. There you
go.
I
know. I'd be a victim of that.
Yeah, in like a minute. You'd be like, don't do it!
I'd be fucking somebody in the car. We're looking for the Son of Sam.
Yeah, I know, right? Here comes the Son of Sam. We better go.
Guy with a gun.
I actually made a joke about that when he was inside of me. I'm like, oh my God, how the Son of Sam comes. And we like laughed. And it was,
oh, wow.
And he came.
So you fuck him in Brooklyn because he lives in Brooklyn?
What's that?
That's you guys in a Valentine's thing.
Oh.
Wait, you would fuck him in Brooklyn because he lives in Brooklyn?
Yeah. And we drive around and we'd fuck and like in weird places in front of dumpsters.
Because you could have fucked at it. You could have fucked at his house, but you didn't want to.
Is he married?
No. Yeah. Sometimes we just would fuck in the car. I don't know. We just had this weird thing. We'd like to fuck in the
car.
You
still see him?
Yeah. Uh huh. Sometimes I blow him in the car too. That's fun.
He's all like, get away from that thing. What are you doing? Where are those condoms? He's like, I can't get it right.
No, I made him wear condoms for a while. We've been wearing condoms.
Right. But now you're raw dogging.
We were all dogged like three times.
I'll see upholstery in that.
A blowjob in a car is good. I don't like fucking in.
I like blowjobs more now than ever.
How's
not advertising or anything, but
how's the upholstery in that Hyundai Elantra now?
Sounds like Boschetti just jumped in his fucking car in Staten Island.
I got back into the blowjob. I think it's an art, and I really enjoy it.
Blowjob's a wonderful thing for a guy.
Yeah, and I'd like to please when
I can. Jewish girls suck a dick.
They do.
Yes, it really is a thing.
We like sex. I love sex. Yeah. I love it. I can fuck all day long and night.
But you married a guy who didn't like sex.
Yeah, I think I was punishing myself.
Just for being alive.
Yeah, I think I was like self-sabotaging.
Like, are you happy now, Dad? This pussy's closed.
It makes sense, but...
Yeah. I dated this one guy. This is the worst thing. I went on a date with this guy a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
And just like dinner date, he's like, this is the worst thing. He's like, I feel bloated. Like, don't say that to a woman ever.
Oh, no.
Like, he's like, I feel bloated. I'm like, are you kidding me?
He couldn't fuck you because he's bloated?
Yeah.
Bloated.
He's like, I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Do you have your period? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You just, my clit just went, it just closed up. It was
what is that? What's a clit?
Oh, you don't know what that is. Sorry. That's the
your
thing.
Your clit
that,
doesn't close, right?
No, but if
I
call it a clit closer. When someone says something to me, I just close up. But I'm like, why would you tell me you're bloated? Like, that's so baggy. Yeah. It's like,
I do this thing to my wife. I call it 50 sex because we have sex about 4 times a year.
What's 50 sex?
I say, Mother, do you mind if I mount you, Mother? And I get on top and go, oh, Mother, your hair smells so clean, Mother.
Oh, that's creepy.
Moonlight.
Wait, only have sex 4 times a year?
Yeah, maybe 6.
Why?
Because
when we do 50 sex, I fuck her at a drive-in.
Right. You make your wife drink the other water fountain.
Well, when you get married, do you have less sex?
We have children and stuff.
That's not true. He's in an extraordinary situation. His wife doesn't suck his cock.
Really?
He doesn't go down on his wife.
Never?
Not anymore.
It's been a while.
Why?
They call it detente sex.
Yeah, we're in detente. We're exactly. It's like the Cold War, our bed.
Oh.
No, I love my wife very, very, very much. I'm very attracted to her, but it's just we're not
connecting.
We don't have the time. Like, I get laid
from bullshit.
Really, you don't have the time.
I got as many kids as you, and I do more shit.
How many kids you have?
My wife works and stuff, but like.
Yeah, my wife, even when I worked, I still would eat her ass.
Yeah, well,
out of respect for that fucking healthcare.
Yeah.
You have eight hours a night at least to sleep, right? You could fuck somewhere during that time.
Yeah.
No, it's making excuses. People make excuses for like just like you made excuses for your husband wearing a condom.
That's true.
Oh, he's just because he's clean, he's OCD, likes to wrap in a fucking thing of Bounty tissue fucking
paper mache cocket.
Sorry about the picker upper.
So you have sex a lot with your wife.
I'm fucking.
She's Spanish,
everybody.
Right? She's Spanish.
Yeah. If your wife's Spanish and you don't fuck her, she thinks you're fucking someone.
But I'm part Spanish, like a quarter part Spanish from Argentina.
Yeah. So you got if your wife's Spanish, you got to fuck her because they
like,
get
you
very
better
suspicious.
Fuck me, motherfucker.
Oh, you get over it, Kevin.
That's hot though. Spanish women are fucking hot. You're lucky.
Crazy. They're crazy hot.
I love.
But also crazy.
It don't matter.
Yeah.
As long as they don't.
A good
kill
way.
You.
They're smart.
But what don't kill you makes you stronger.
Right.
That's what they say.
You're still alive.
What I love is Chris Stefano was saying that his ex baby mama, he like pulled up to pick up their daughter and he had the sunroof open and she got angry at him. She's like, who are you trying to impress?
Is that in his act?
Mike Cannon told me that.
No, it's true. She was crazy.
She was.
She still is. But she would all kinds of things that he would do nothing, and she'd be like, "Who are you trying to impress?" And he's like, "Huh?
Right?
You got your fucking roof. You got your sun thing open.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you trying to
have a cell phone cover on?
Yeah. Prince of Hollywood up in this motherfucker.
Yeah. But she was.
She was jealous.
Was especially so.
They're not together anymore.
No, they have a baby together, so they're still together. They're together for life. That's why you got to pull out. Where
they're together as boyfriend and girlfriend?
No, not necessarily.
No,
I don't know it. Just like I don't know what Bailey J's doing. I don't. People's sex life. You can think you know what's going on. You don't.
No idea.
You go to a sex therapist and they don't even know because you're dealing with their hangups and then the other person's hangups and then that creates like this stew of fucking insanity. You know.
That's true. It's like crazy bullshit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I have a decent sex life now. I have to be, I'm very blessed.
Yeah, but you're reacting to what? To your marriage. So you
right.
factor that in. So if you're dating somebody, a lot of times it's like who people vote for. They voted for Trump because after a reaction
Another
to
person,
Obama
yeah.
and a reaction to George Bush. So it's like, you're right. Whoever you're dating is basically a reaction to who you just dated.
That's
you know,
a good
they
point.
Want the opposite of what that for
or
the
something
most part.
Different or what?
Different, yeah. Right. And you can't interpret that. Like when I met my wife, I just liked my wife because she wasn't like emotionally cold. Like most of the women I date are emotionally distant. And I'm emotionally distant.
Yeah.
I won't even fucking talk to him once the cameras are turned off.
Yeah, we just go
really?
Separate ways.
You don't like?
Yeah, I don't
that?
Even. Sometimes I walk into the subway because he forgot his dog.
My co-host is Angela Riley is the same way. She barely talks to me except we're doing the our show and then she like.
Well, I don't want to waste any gold. I don't want to waste it in the hallway.
No.
But I did let him walk by me in the hallway. hallway last
right past
week.
Him. I'm like,
because he's blind, you know, and he,
are
but
you
he
really
walks.
Blind?
Yeah, I have a.
He walks by me like he's got somewhere to go. I know
blind.
He's got nowhere to go. He walks by me like he's in a hurry. I know he's going to the bathroom. So I'm like, all right. Plus, I was on my phone, so I was doing something.
You could avoid him because he's blind.
Right.
All the time, he sat next to me.
Can't
on the,
smell you.
He sat next to me on the subway. I didn't say hi. I'm not even kidding. You're going to do Misery Loves Company at the Strip. He
That's
sat
hysterical.
Down. He sat down next to me on the Q train at 63rd when he got off the F, and I just got up because I knew
you
he
could
would
help him off the train.
I knew he would see me peripherally.
Yeah,
I knew he would see me peripherally. So as soon as he sat down, I got up, and then I just ignored him until we started the show.
Oh wow!
And yeah, because he can find his way. He doesn't if he would not make it to the.
Also, in my defense, Kevin has such an odious personality that I don't care that he doesn't talk to me. So it works. It's actually a beautiful thing.
Probably a better thing that
he doesn't
talk to
you. Like I know, and plus I just know that. And plus Brian's got bad breath. So if you sit next to him,
It's
not from eating pussy.
That's sure. I would never know. You don't have a blind. You don't look blind.
I don't have the blind eye thing, but it happened about 3 years ago.
So. What happened to you?
Oh, it's a genetic nerve disorder. Blah blah blah. It's quite all right.
He won't tell that story, but he'll tell the story about fucking a tranny every chance he gets.
I mean, this male flight attendant's female asshole, and right. But no, my blindness is not for it. Please, some things are private.
And you're fucking, and you're talking about Jim Jefferies, how you're both fans.
Yeah, Jim's a good friend of mine. Yeah, I had a guy blow me once. Did not care for that.
You did?
Yeah.
When?
Years ago.
You're blind. You couldn't see it was a guy.
Guys, let's just
got a wrap.
Just for her, can we pull up a nice nude picture of Sasha Knopf?
Just for her.
Please.
Brian, did you ever date her?
You know what, Garrett? Funny question. so I had this girlfriend, and this is...
I'm giving myself... This is such an amazing show.
Isn't it great? Good stuff.
My son's been sick all weekend. I got no sleep last night, and I still fucking give a stellar show.
Yep.
You did? Yeah, it was fun. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's great
I thought we'd have nothing to talk about. You're going to be a regular because you're I just can't believe it. You're like the new Patty Rossborough.
Was that good or bad? I love Patty.
Very bad.
I like Patty.
Patty's got amazing stories because she's just a mess. And she's very naive. She trusts people.
Yeah, I do that too.
You know, like my boyfriend, what said he? And then when the truth comes out or when you just say what happened, you're like, that's so not normal.
Right. That's my whole life is like that. My whole life is like
I could see a guy wearing a condom, but then the wedding night he takes it off. He's like, now it's just us. You're supposed to be fucking for life. So even if the guy does have AIDS, magic, Cookie Johnson, his wife, I just saw him tweeted, they've been together since she was 18, or she met when they were 18, now she's 60.
She doesn't have AIDS.
I mean, he's fucked a million people, but what I'm saying is when on your wedding night, it's supposed to be for life.
Right.
Even if you have something, it's just, you're going to have it together.
Like, that's what life is. That's what
life
is.
That's not what, that turns out that's not what life is. But theoretically.
Yeah, we didn't.
You do a dramatic ceremony, like you have all the condoms you ever have, and you light them on fire and like at the Howard Johnson thing that night.
That's
like,
pretty cool.
Howard John, the Hojos.
Yeah, it's like joining the mafia. They have to burn the card, and you go like that.
We didn't do that.
Pile of burnt rubber, now under your snatch.
You'd be good in that scene in Goodfellas. Like, no, it just keep going right around there.
Just around there.
Just right around there. You're like, where is it?
No,
like,
not that bad.
I don't believe anybody tells you anything. No, I wear a condom. I wear a condom all the time. It's the most unnatural thing of all time.
Well,
I fuck boys and they don't even think about wearing a condom. Like, nobody thinks about wearing a condom. Nobody wants to wear a condom ever.
You get a 9-year-old boy pregnant.
Exactly. They probably don't have AIDS or anything.
Nah, he's too young.
I'm just using it as a bad example of like, it's like nobody thinks like I should wear a condom now. Nobody. Well, nobody thinks like, oh, I'm going to have sex now. Let me wear a condom. Catholic priest. Nobody. Nobody thinks. Even people that should absolutely be thinking, let's wear a condom. They're like, no, I'm not going to wear a condom.
Right. Freddie Mercury is like, I'm not a faggot.
I guess, yes. And now we have prep. I could have done prep if that was.
Yeah, exactly.
I did no prep for this show.
Apparently.
You can tell.
You didn't need the AIDS either. Mm.
I got AIDS.
Keith, we got to do a shout out to Keith for being a segment producer on this show.
Keith pulled in heavy,
Keith,
man.
Keith came in.
Shout out to the crew, the fucking intern, whatever the fuck his name is. I don't even give a fuck because he won't be here long. And then shout out to the audience. We had an audience of two. Shout out to A-Rock. Shout out to Kumia, the fucking Garrett and John and whoever else is in the fucking... Whoever else is sitting out there.
What are your plugs?
I have to plug the Queens of the Compound.
Yeah, you did this whole show just to plug, right?
Well, I wanted to be on the show with you guys.
Thank you.
And I,
she don't do plugs without everybody wearing a condom.
Right. So can you bring the poster up? Or that's going to take too long.
Where is it?
It's on Twitter. It's everywhere.
But where is the show?
Oh, at the West Side Comedy Club. It's Queens of the Compound.
Oh, great. Is Aaron Burr going to come by?
Maybe. There it is. Joanne's going to be on it and Flutesy.
I saw that picture of Flutesy. I was like, oh, she looked like a tranny, but I wanted to fuck her. And that's
see, Mayor
Garrett.
That's a great picture, right? Wendy Starling, Amy Marie, Karen Mongolis. So.
She that sexy in real life? You see how she's like dark and mysterious?
You gotta check out her ass.
Yeah, dude.
She's very pretty.
She's got a great ass!
You'll never look at her face
That's the hottest
again.
Lineup you've ever
Honestly,
seen.
Honestly, though, a lot of slamming chicks on this panel. Look at that.
Yeah. I like a mysterious-looking woman.
This was a little on a dark side. Whatever she you got
That's
on the line.
It's a great lineup. They're funny and beautiful.
Funny and beautiful.
And they come on a lot of these shows.
It's Karen McPhee.
Yeah, they're all regulars on the show.
I'm a cunt.
Karen McPhee. Yeah, they're
Karen Feehan, you mean?
Feehan.
Karen McPhee.
I don't know.
It's such a mess.
I think it's going to be a fun show.
It'll be a great time.
Wendy Starling, she was just on Misery Loves Company.
She was on my show on Friday.
Yeah, so a lot of people are going to have a good time. So
Chrissy Mayer, I saw her at the cellar last night. She didn't even say hi to me, but I kind of didn't say hi to her. But she was talking to a black dude, if you know what I'm saying.
Brother Oscar is full of baloney.
Who?
Oscar Mayer.
Oh, Oscar Mayer.
It's Mayer, not.
No, but she's got a boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but she was talking to another comic, but he was black, so I didn't want to interrupt it because they'd be like, MLK weekend, motherfucker. Respect. Shout out to Martin Luther King.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you for your dream.
You know, for having a
thing. Social media stuff.
Oh, it's Stacey Pressman. You just put Stacey Press my
How
name.
Do you spell your last name.
P R U S S M A N.
You can't say Pressman. You always say Pressman. You're
say
like Mike Francesa. You can't say.
I say Pressman.
Say his own name. He calls himself Mike Francesa.
Pressman. I said it right. No.
Francesa.
Is there an umlaut or anything?
The ER at the end of your name? Mike Francesa?
No, it's just you. It's
out to Tom Brady finally winning a big game. What the fuck was that?
Who's that?
Fucking Andy Reid sucks. Andy Reid sucks. I saved it for the end of the show because I know nobody wants to hear sports. But Andy Reid, we used to coach for the Eagles. Now he's a coach for the Chiefs. And the Chiefs fans are like, we're going to win. No, you're not with Andy Reid as your coach. He's always going to choke on his own big fat dick. He's a bad dad, and he's a bad coach.
Oh.
Don't forget, folks, go to BrianPMcCarthy.com, shop gay, F-O-R-Pay, promo code. And we have a $20 shirt coming out. You're going to really enjoy it.
Really?
Short?
Shirt.
All right, so okay, God bless shirt. America. Let's keep America great and all the rest.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
That was fun.